needs another must win to keep their playoff hopes alive. The Redskins are in town to take on the Birds tonight at the Link. This is the Fanatic Pregame Show, live from Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino. Now here's your host, Devon Gibbons, Bob Cooney, and former Eagles wide receiver Jason Avant.
Yes, indeed, it is a game day, a game night, specifically as the Philadelphia Eagles and Washington take the field tonight in a Monday night matchup to close down this week's action in the NFL. And it is a big one for the Philadelphia Eagles as they try to keep pace as best as possible with a 5-6 record right now in the NFC East. Dallas doing their job against the New Orleans Saints, a little unexpected, and now the Eagles have to keep pace with Dallas tonight, starting with Washington in town for Monday Night Football. Welcome to the Fanatic Pregame Show. I am Devon Gibbons, here with my guys, Bob Cooney and Jason Avant. As always, we have a 2.5 hour run for us tonight because, of course, this is a Monday Night Football matchup. We'll hear from Tim McManus, live from Lincoln Financial Field, to give us the latest. We'll have the watch party here at Sugar House Casino. Fishtown Hops is where we are. You know we have the watch party with Andrew Salchunas going on. And we have a special, special giveaway. All right? Here it is. You have to get here tonight before 7 o'clock and register because we have tickets to tonight's game, Bob. You have to be here by 7 o'clock.
I'm here, Devon.
To retrieve your tickets to get down to the Link in time to see the kickoff starting around 8:15, 8:20, whatever it is because of the ABC and all that stuff. So, again, right away, we're telling you right now, get here to Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino for your opportunity to win tickets to tonight's game. First of all, Bob, good to see you, man. I had
good
to run
off
for a little bit, man.
I know. Everything good?
Everything is good. How about this? We give away tickets, man.
I know. Come on down, get some tickets, and head on over.
You know you want to be
beautiful
there.
Beautiful night. It's going to be 50 degrees and nice and warm. This might
early.
Be the best. This might be the best, the last best night you'll have weather-wise to go watch an Eagles game. And you know what? It's a playoff game tonight.
And I don't want to talk to Jason yet because he won last week when he told us if –
yeah, you
Eagles,
and I picked the Giants.
We picked the Giants. He picked the Eagles. So he has. We turned his mic off for a minute. He cannot speak for a minute because he's been killing this before the break, talking smack. So we just have to wait for him to say his piece. So we just shut him down for a minute.
Good move.
Yeah, he can eat his nachos.
That's
and all right. He's sitting there just in his glory with his feet up. So listen, I want to start with you though. But I mean, listen, tonight is a big one. Colt McCoy and the Washington Football Squad come to town Monday Night Football. Washington right now 6-5. The Philadelphia Eagles 5-6. If they win, of course, the Eagles, they tie things with Washington. Dallas handled their business. They are now 7-5 after a stunning win over the New Orleans Saints. None of us expected it. It was a big, big time win for them. And listen, you have to keep pace and handle your own business. Right now, Bob, that's where the Eagles are, handling your own business with five games remaining, starting with this Monday night matchup tonight.
Yeah, you can't look at anything else, Devon. You just have to look at yourself if you're the Eagles. And looking at yourself means playing tonight and winning this game tonight against Washington. It means moving forward, and you have Dallas next week. But more importantly, it's everything is in your own hands, and that's all you have to worry about. You got to think about, you know, what worked well for you last week, and that was the running game. You know, Josh Adams looked really, really good. They were patient in the second half, even though they were down 19-11. Even though, you know, their defense was horrible in the first half, they were patient in the second half, and they went to the running game, and they kind of set the tone in the second half offensively and defensively. I look for them to do that tonight to start this game right out.
Yeah, and listen, I agree with you. The running game was tremendous for them, specifically in the second half. The Giants did help a bit, if you will, by
a lot bit.
A lot bit. And sometimes you need those things to go your way, Bob Cooney, and we have to now allow Jason Avant to speak since he's been killing us because he picked the Eagles last week. We selected the Giants. We shut his mic down.
Listen here.
And now he's going to say his piece and go into it about how he was right, we were wrong, and we have to just
three
take
words.
It.
I told you. Go ahead.
I'm not going to say it. But what's this food?
Well, now they're 5-6, Jay. Dallas wins in a good one, really, on Thursday night against the New Orleans Saints. For them, the defense came to play against New Orleans. They got the W and still putting, again, the onus on the Eagles to handle their own business going forward with five games remaining.
Right. Dallas played really well yesterday, Thursday night, and they play well on defense. They're not going to continually win games scoring 13 points on offense. But it just put the pressure on the Eagles to go out and execute. The thing about it is that the Eagles have found the formula, I think, with the balanced offense that they had this past week. Did the Giants help them out? Yes, but the offensive line took over the game in the second half as well. The offensive and defensive line took over the game toward the end of that game. So that's something that we can hang our hat on. And also, I love the fact that Lane Johnson, Malcolm Jenkins went to the coach and said, hey, coach, let's do this and this in order for us to win. And him being humble enough, we got to give Doug credit. A lot of times in this league, I've been around coaches that you can't tell anything on a game day, let alone in practice or any other thing. So be humble enough to accept some type of feedback from players, you know, help propel them to win that game. And Adams played great, but Corey Clement, we saw him step up and play well as well. So that formula is going to win football games. Them trying to figure out how to get Golden Tate in the offense is not going to win football games. Trying to run the ball and do what you did last year by getting the guys the ball like Aguilar and Alshon and Ertz, that's a winning formula. Continually trying to force feed Golden Tate's not going to help us.
No, and we saw it last week, and Jay and Bob, you both have been talking about how they need to get the running game going, and seeing what Josh Adams did last week against the New York Giants, 22 attempts for 84 yards and the score, and it should have been 130. And two scores had it not been for the Jason Kelce hole on the second offensive play for the Eagles in the first series. So he played very well, and if they can continue to do that and going forward right now, if you can get that kind of production, now you have Corey Clement showing a little bit. Darren Sproles is expected to be active tonight, so you don't know what you're going to get out of him. Maybe the screen game returns in a way, and maybe even special teams with Darren Sproles. So the running game last week played its part, and that's what we've been waiting for.
Yeah, no question about it. And the fact that Doug Peterson was patient with it, the fact that they were down 19-11 at half and he still came out and was willing to run the ball in the second half, that was great to see. And when the Eagles can do that, when you have a balance, not just the Eagles, any team in the NFL, when you can have that balance, when you can have a defense that doesn't know which way you're coming, is it a run, is it a pass, it lends to such a better offense, and especially for this Eagles team, because it opens things up. Carson Wentz is still learning who, like Jay pointed out, he's still learning who Golden Tate is. He's still, you know, trying to figure out everybody besides Zach Ertz. When you can just hand the ball off and watch Josh Adams run for 5 yards at a clip, it just makes everything so much easier.
Go ahead, Jay.
It's just a good formula, like you said, Bob. It's a good formula. 20 for 28 passing for Carson for 236. It wasn't that great of a passing game, but if you can stay under 30 attempts as an offense and win games, you're doing really well, because the run game is showing strong, and it's helping you win. So that's what you want. You want that type of balance. I think that they have to. The thing that I love, the wrinkle that I saw that we talked about earlier in the year, is they moved Nelson Aguilar outside.
Right.
This past game. And he was open the entire game outside.
Was he?
He was open the entire game outside. He didn't get balls. Right. But it showed me like how strong mentally he was that game, because he caught the game winner at the end of the game on a fourth down.
Sure.
And he didn't even get targeted once the entire game. He was getting open outside. He blocked all game, and I thought that he played an excellent game. I just want to give him a shout out for that, and because it takes a different type of mindset to be a receiver and not get targeted the entire game, and then they call your number when the game's online. I've been there multiple times, and it takes a strong mentality, and I like to give him credit for that.
Great pass by Carson Wentz, even better catch by Nelson Aguilar on that
great
fourth
play
down.
Design.
Great play design, and it's funny because I was looking at the defender when you see the replay, and his hands, you know, of course, trying to bat the ball down.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it just
barely
through.
Barely made it. And I was also looking at, because a lot of people don't know, if you come down to Fishtown Hops and you have a chance to speak to us, specifically Bob and Jason, Jay, you were teaching Bob and I the certain ways to catch the football when things are coming. And I was looking at Nelson catch the football the way you were talking about it, the way he did, above everything, right around the face mask and everything,
pull
it in, and turn around and go and do what he needed to do to get that fourth down.
You know what's great about that play is that he had something, Doug Peterson has something for every possible defense. You saw the crosses underneath. The crosses underneath for that fourth down play is for man-to-man. So the crosses under that play is just in case you get man, and Nelson Aguilar was the zone option in that play.
Right.
So any type of cover two or cover three, cover four, any type of zone coverage, he was the person that had to get open, and he found the exact point. That point can be anywhere in a tackle box, so it can be anywhere in there, and he found that spot, and it's just a good job by him, and glad that that guy didn't bat that ball down. Been a terrible feeling right now.
Yeah, right on fourth down.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's the Fanatic pregame show presented by Sugar House Casino. Check out the action at Philly's hottest gaming floor and score big with over $500 in new member offers. Philly loves a winner. Jason Avant, Bob Cooney, I'm Devon Givens. We're here getting you set for Eagles Washington live at the Link for Monday Night Football. Get on down here because we have something special for you here at Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino, and that is, okay, we will be giving away a last chance pair of tickets to get to this Monday night game, Eagles Washington, during our show. The drawing will be held at 7 o'clock here at Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino. You must be here in order to
get
win.
Get down here
and
now.
Lock down these tickets to get in the building. If you're not and you're already down there, give us a call. We want to start some things on the phone lines as well. 610-632-0975. Once again, 610-632-0975. Set the scene for us down at the Link. Let us know what it looks like. If you're heading down there, where's your confidence level? What do you feel about this game tonight against Colt McCoy in Washington? It's not Alex Smith, right? It's not Alex Smith. It's not Kirk Cousins. You better beat Colt McCoy tonight on Monday Night Football in order to keep pace with Dallas and give yourself a chance every week, Bob, from here on out.
You know what? It's funny. Talking to the callers this morning on the morning show and everybody, how can you not beat Colt McCoy? How can you not beat the Redskins? Really? Well, sorry. That's why you're a 5-6 team, because nothing is guaranteed. Like, Jace, exactly. You've been on teams like this.
Yeah.
You just don't know. Like, you come into the stadium. You know what you should do. You know, you think you know what you're capable of, but you're 5-6 team. So the doubt is there. The doubt is there with fans. The doubt is there among players. Yeah. Do you think they're more talented than Redskins? I do. I think they could go in there and lay something on the Redskins tonight. But I've also said that 5 out of the last 6 weeks that I thought the Eagles would win a game that they don't. So it's the type of season that you just don't know who the Eagles are. If they come out with a big win tonight, do you come away saying, oh, okay, they're back, here we go, now it's time to make the run? I don't know if that can happen. I don't know if I feel that.
Well, I agree with you in that the Eagles' approach in this season can't be the approach of last year of we're the champs and it's a lot of bravado and confidence, right? You play the game with confidence, but you also have to play this game with humility as well. And we have to recognize the Redskins' talent. The Redskins are a talented group. They have the best tight end combo, two tight ends that you can find in the league. Vernon Davis is averaging 18 yards a catch. The most on the team. He's a dangerous player. Jordan Reed is behind Kelsey, and Zach Ertz is the third best route running tight end in the NFL to me. So they have a lot of talent on defense. Ha-Ha Clinton Dix, Swearinger, almost leading the league with 4 interceptions. Josh Norman. You have a lot of guys on defense, right? I'm not a big fan of Josh Norman's either, but he still can play, and you put him in certain situations, he can thrive. So the team has to look at all the strengths and the attributes of this team, take that into the film room, which they have all week, take that into this game, knowing that they can beat you. That's how you win games, is giving the defense a bunch of credit, giving their offense a bunch of credit, so you can equal their play coming out on Sunday. And that's the thing that makes the Patriots really good, is that he'll always find a way to encourage his players to focus on the other team's strengths, not their weaknesses. You can't come into a game saying, oh, we should beat Colt McCoy. Colt McCoy is a pro quarterback. Right. He didn't get there by sitting on his butt. He got there by putting in work. And he's been in that position for a while, meaning that he can win games in this league. So he's suitable enough to win a football game. That's why he's a backup quarterback. If he wasn't, he'll be the third string quarterback and or out of the league. So if he's still in this league, he's able to win a game.
He's able to win a game. The Eagles should win the game tonight against Colt McCoy and Washington. They better win this game against Colt McCoy and Washington. It's another must-win situation for this team. Again, as we look at it with Dallas taking care of their responsibility, and now coming in with 5 games remaining with the tough schedule that you have after this one, you have Dallas, then you have the Rams, Texans, back to Washington one more time to close out the season. It's win the division, or at least try, because other teams have now helped you out a bit, getting that help from the other teams yesterday, Bob, to put yourself in a position to maybe even get a wild card.
That's so unbelievable.
There may be a 9-7 wild card.
Right.
That's
absolutely
incredible that they're still in the hunt for a wild card.
We were only saying the division. That's the only way to get in. And the NFL is this weird thing. And
Panthers lose four in a row.
Panthers lose. Vikings lose. This whole thing. Chicago loses. This whole thing is just getting. This is one of the strangest NFC seasons I've ever seen.
Yeah.
You have your elite, and then you have everybody else, and the everybody else is just like getting stirred around in a big bucket with a hockey stick. Like it's just you don't know what's going to happen. So it's incumbent upon the Eagles. You can't look at all right. So Dallas has to do this, and although we all were looking for Dallas to lose on Thursday night to New Orleans, you can't even look at that stuff. You're the Eagles. You got to concentrate on the Eagles. You're a fan of the Eagles. Concentrate on the Eagles. They have to take it one game at a time. I know it's cliche, but that's what you have to do. You just have to take care of this, and whatever else plays out. But you just got to take care of yourself.
I sent my call Thursday night on TV the other day. They were saying, the Saints are going to kill Dallas. I said, well, actually, Dallas was one of the teams that actually can compete with them because of their defense. And she came out and played well. They can play man-to-man. And if you can play man-to-man coverage in this league, you are miles above the others because most teams can't play man-to-man. And they're forced to play zone, and how good the quarterbacks are in the National League, they just pick it apart. But if you can play man, disrupt time, and you got a chance to win, and hopefully we can see some man-to-man coverage tonight by Shandon Sullivan. Well, come on.
Who?
Is how you say his name?
Go ahead.
I'm messing up his name.
You'll be good.
Shandon.
Shandon, whoever.
Yeah. No trade.
Hopefully we can. Yes, it's Shandon. He made the play, game-winning play last week, so I'll take that. I'll take that play all day. Great play by him by Shandon Sullivan at the end of the game on Odell Beckham Jr. He had a post route, lazy route by Odell Beckham Jr., but just process elimination. He took too far of an inside release inside, and therefore the cornerback knew that he was going inside. So it was just a great heads-up play by him, and that was everyone said it was a hold, but he put himself in position
for him
to get the benefit of that non-call. So he put himself in position for that. So you got to give guys credit when it's due. That was a good play by him.
And yeah, good thing was it wasn't a hold just once. It was a hold twice. So he did his job two times. He held him once on the hip and once on the shoulder.
Well, yeah,
and it worked.
Listen, it's all about how hard a receiver goes. If you're going to the max and you're giving 100% effort, the referees are going to see it. But when you're giving a lackluster effort and you're not running a route to win, the referees are not going to call it. So Odell Beckham Jr. actually helped the play by not going as hard. So that was his fault. And but Shandon Sullivan got in the throwing lane, which made him sail the throw, which was a good thing.
How much of when you speak about Odell Beckham running a lazy route?
It was lazy.
How much of it was because it was Sullivan? And he felt like, you know what? I got this guy anyway that I want to, and I will get the call should he put his hands on.
You know what it was? I think it had more so to do with him being perturbed that he wasn't in the game plan toward the end of the game.
Gotcha.
And that's what I was saying about Nelson Aguilar. For him to run that route with the efficiency, the energy, the effort that he did at the end of the game shows you the difference between the mindset of Nelson Aguilar and the difference in the mindset between Odell Beckham Jr. I'm not getting the ball and you're not feeding it to me. When the backup corners are sticking me, I'm not going to give you 100% effort when the game is on the line. And it just kind of shows you the type of mindset of the different players. Now, is Nelson the same level of player as Odell? No. He isn't. But at the same time, I would much rather have a guy that's going to give 100% effort all the time than have a superstar that plays when he wants to.
Yeah, don't forget, guys, we will be giving away a last chance pair of tickets to the Monday night game, Eagles versus Washington at the Link. During our show here, drawing will be held at 7 o'clock right here at Fishtown Hops and Sugar House Casino. So you must be here in order for you to secure those tickets. Make your way. There's more than enough time getting down there to the Link to get yourself situated there for this big game tonight with the Eagles and Washington. 610-632-0975 if you want to get in. We'll start with the phone calls on the other side. Again, 610-632-0975. And when you do come on down here to Sugar House tonight, check us out at our Deets & Watson Mobile Broadcast Center right here at Fishtown Hop. 610-632-0975. Your confidence level, where are you? What do they need to do against Colt McCoy and Washington tonight? It's the Fanatic Pregame Show live from Fishtown Hops with Jason Avant, Bob Cooney, Devon Gibbons right here on the Fanatic.
It's the Fanatic Pregame Show, live from Sugar House Casino on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Do you have a love-hate relationship with your credit card? You love the freedom and convenience the credit card gives you, but you hate the high interest rates? And let's face it, they're high. 17, 18, even 20% APR? That's pretty outrageous. But with Lightstream's credit card consolidation loan, rather than throwing your money away on high interest payments, you can get a much lower rate, as low as 6.14% APR with AutoPay. And today, if you want an even lower rate, apply at lightstream.com/radio for a special discount. Plus, with Lightstream, your rate is fixed, so as rates continue to rise, your rates won't budge. They'll stay low. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, which means you can pay off your credit card and start paying an interest rate you can really love, thanks to Lightstream.
Ready to start saving? Apply now at lightstream.com/radio. That's right. Get your extra discount by applying today at lightstream.com/radio. That's lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
How to buy an engagement ring. Step 1. Place the index finger of your right hand inside your right ear. Step 2. Place another finger inside your left ear. And step 3. Don't remove them until you place yourself inside Benari Jewelers. Because you'll be getting a lot of bad advice from friends, relatives, and even other stores. And you need to not listen to any of it. Instead, give an ear to the diamond experts at Benari Jewelers. Unlike your Aunt Dorothy, we know quality from junk. Unlike your buddy Steve, who can only remember two of the four C's of diamond buying, we can explain them all. And unlike that guy, Vince, who sells generic rings from the back of his 1987 conversion van, we carry the latest styles and one-of-a-kind designs. So if you're ready to hear some good advice, come to Benari Jewelers in Exton and Newtown Square or at BenariJewelers.com.
Holiday tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
Mini bottles of champagne and sparkling wine are perfect for adult stocking stuffers. And they're really cute, too.
Sure, Pinot Noir is the classic wine to pair with turkey. But if you want to explore something more edgy, talk to me. How about an easy drinking Cote de Rome?
The custom of bumping glasses with the cheers greeting came from old Rome. When in Rome, cheers.
As you check off that gift list this holiday season, we'd love to share our always low prices and ridiculous selection at Total Wine & More. Cheers. Holiday tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
Did you know there are over 1 million bubbles in a glass of champagne? Here's to a whole lot of celebrating.
Crisp whites like a floral Sauvignon Blanc pairs perfectly with shrimp cocktail and other light appetizers. Now that's how you kick off a holiday meal.
Don't stress about choosing the right wine for a meaningful gift. Consider me your wine concierge.
As you check off that gift list this holiday season, we'd love to share our always low prices and ridiculous selection at Total Wine & More. Cheers.
Hey, this is Mark Farzetta. Did you know that 1 in 7 people will develop a substance disorder in their lifetime? Recovery Centers of America can help you or a loved one that needs help. Addiction is a disease, not just a lapse in judgment. Actually, addiction is a disease of the brain and it can be treated. So why do so many people act like it's something to be ashamed of? Recovery Centers of America wants to change the way we think about addiction. They want to bring it out in the open and get rid of the old stigma. Call them at 1-800-RECOVERY 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. At Recovery Centers of America, they treat addiction like the disease that it is by combining the level of dignity and respect found in high-class celebrity recovery centers with high-quality, evidence-based treatment. I've toured their grounds myself, and they're incredible. It takes great courage to accept help with your addiction, but it's a very worthwhile step. Recovery Centers of America will even come pick you up when you call 1-800-RECOVERY. That's 1-800-RECOVERY. Don't fight the disease of addiction alone. Call them right now at 1-800-RECOVERY. If you're not ready to speak to someone, that's okay. Visit them online at recoverycentersofamerica.com.
Gathering with your family for the game? Don't forget the Dietz and Watson family. Dietz and Watson premium meats and cheeses are made using recipes perfected over 4 generations. At home or in the lot, go with Dietz and Watson Philadelphia Eagles beef style Franks or try original chicken sausages. Ready to throw on the grill? Tailgating at an Eagles home game? Post a photo on Facebook or Instagram and hashtag it Tailgate Family. The Dietz and Watson tailgate team just might stop by to give you free meat, cheese, and great gear. Go Birds, Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing.
This is Gary Cobb for Experimac of Cherry Hill. Experimac of Cherry Hill sells pre-owned iPhones, iPads, and laptops for up to 60% off the original price. They have a one-year warranty, so you can be confident with your purchase. I went to ExperiMac of Cherry Hill because they are locally owned and operated. I dealt with the owner and his team, not some shady person from one of those internet resale sites. Why buy your kids' new Apple products when pre-owned are just as good? Keyword search, ExperiMac, Cherry Hill.
Businesses that advertise on 97.5 The Fanatic see increased sales and revenue. The Fanatic's team of marketing professionals can customize a plan that's right for you. Radio is as hot as a Philly sports team. Learn how to win through advertising on The Fanatic by emailing us today at marketing@975thefanatic.com. That's marketing@975thefanatic.com.
Sports Talk for Exton and all of Chester County.
97.5 The Fanatic. Now, back to the Fanatic pregame show, live from Sugar House Casino and on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It is 6:28 right here on 97.5 The Fanatic, live from Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino with Jason Avant, Bob Cooney. I'm Devon Givens. We're with you right up until kickoff. Eagles hosting Washington at the Link tonight, Monday Night Football. And again, we will be giving away a last chance pair of tickets to get to that Monday night game here during our show. Drawing will be held at 7 o'clock right here. So come on in, Fishtown Hops, sign up. Our great guy on the grounds crew, Jimmy, is handling all of that. And we'll make sure we give away again the drawing at 7 p.m. right here at Fishtown Hops. And of course, we will announce that winner right here on 97.5 The Fanatic during the pregame show. So get yourself down here if you want to be at the game. Why wouldn't you want to be at the game? But if you're not, you always have some fun here at the watch party with Andrew Salchunas. Again, right here, stay and watch the game with Andrew Salchunas on a 10-foot big screen plus multiple screens throughout the bar. The giveaways for tonight will be some Trevor Noah ticks, Kiss ticks, and the Mizzou Axe throwing passes, Bob, that we talked about a little bit before the show. So that should be an interesting thing to, you know, have those axes being thrown, the Mizzou axe throwing passes.
You know, when I first started about a little over a year ago at 97.5, yep.
I remember
Fanatic,
this. I know where you're going. Go ahead.
We had a gathering party, and we did some axe throwing. I sucked at it, Devon.
I would suck
like,
at it.
Like, it pissed me off, too, because I'm a little bit of an athlete, and I like to you know, believe that I can do things. I was horrible.
Yeah.
I was horrible.
No.
Like, Jay.
I couldn't throw an axe.
Like, I looked like, I don't know, an offensive lineman throwing a football trying to throw an axe. I could not get it done.
You know what? I haven't tried it yet. That's the one thing I haven't tried.
All right, we got to do that. Three of us got to go.
Really? When I go to the place, they always have a person standing right behind. I'm like, dude, stay. Like, what if the axe goes backwards?
It's BYOB. Like, you drink while you throw axes. That doesn't seem like a good thing to me, but whatever.
I'm in the amusement business, and that's insurance going way.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, listen, we're giving away passes, so come on down and have an opportunity to win during the watch party here at Fishtown Hops. Listen, on the phone, 610-632-0975. Your overall outlook on the game tonight. How do the Eagles get this W? They need this W in order to keep pace with the Dallas Cowboys at the top of the NFC East. And, of course, Washington, a game in front of you, 6-5. So you beat Washington tonight, you tie things up, and then you go forward taking on Dallas next week. But we're not overlooking Washington tonight. Your chances, once again, winning a last-chance pair of tickets to get to that game tonight at the Link during our show. Drawing will be held at 7 o'clock. 610-632-0975. Let's start on the phones in media with Dan on the Fanatic pregame show with Jason Avant, Bob Cooney, and Devon Givens. Dan, how you doing?
Oh, what's up, fellas? I'm doing great. You?
Good, man.
Good, Dan.
Good, man. Hey, listen, they got to run the ball tonight. They got to keep offenses off the field. They got to create that culture. They got to create a rhythm. They got to go ahead and just kind of like a little bit more clock management with just, you know, I know they have some weapons on the outside, but they definitely got to control the clock and start creating a persona. And I think being able to move people and shove around at the line of scrimmage can do that.
Really appreciate it. Jason, the running game, of course, you spoke about it. Bob has spoken about it. It was very, very good in the second half last week.
Yeah.
And you want to see that continue going forward.
Yeah, you want to because it just opens up so much more. You want your offensive line to get comfortable. And also you want them to be able to put their bodies on the defensive line and wear them out. And that's how you do it, is running the football. We saw that the pass protection protection got better toward the end of the game because they were allowing themselves to run the football because they had some, they were able to gain confidence. And that's what this game is about. It's about gaining confidence. And yes, we do need that balance. I hate the word clock manager. You know why I hate the word clock manager? Because you don't pay quarterbacks $100 million guaranteed that are clock managers, okay? So if we think Wentz is a franchise quarterback and he is the future, do not refer to him as a clock manager or to manage the clock, because you want this guy to throw the ball when he has to. You want the running game to complement him, but he should be able to win games passing.
What do you like, Jay and Bob, about Josh Adams specifically? Again, becoming the feature back for this team right now. What is it about his running style that you like, and why has he been able to be, of course, with the coach giving him the rock, but why has he been able to be, and the offensive line doing their job as well, but him individually with along with the offensive line and the play calling, how has he been able to be so effective?
I think more than anything, they've recognized what he does well, and that's he hits the holes quickly, and he goes between the tackles, and that's what they've given him to do. Now, as that's gotten better and better, as he's gone there, now they run him a little bit parallel to the line more and more. Like, they allow him to try to get outside, but I still think his bread and butter is up the middle, getting between the tackles. He's got great eyes. Like, Jay, you said this to us a couple weeks ago. Like, he'll get the ball, and it's not dancing that he's, like, taking his time. It's just quick hitting steps, and he sees a hole, and he goes. Like, his vision is really, really good. And for a guy 6'2", 225, that's not what you expect. But once he sees it, he hits it really quickly. And I think that just lends to what the offensive line does. I think they're better at power this year than they are at the athleticism that we're accustomed to, only because of the injuries that they've sustained. Getting out, getting to the second tier hasn't happened all that much, I think, because there's been some injuries. So they're better, to me, they seem to be better power blockers this year. And because of that, a guy like Josh Adams is getting his holes, and he's finding them quick. And his bursts through the tackles have been really, really good to me.
I agree with you, Bob. I think that naturally there's guys that see the field better than others. That's just, you know, and it comes with the type of offense you've played in your whole life. Just having natural ability, you kind of can see where the block is going to take place before it happens. Like, and that's what I see from him. I see that he has... it's not a lot of wasted motion with him. You can see with the other backs when in it, they chatter their feet a little bit more, and then they try to, or they hit it too fast and before the hole is developed and they run into a lineman. You just see not a lot of wasted motion. You see him anticipating where the lane is going to be. And you know what? He isn't the most dynamic guy when it comes to lateral quickness, but he allows himself between the tackles to shake guys off in within the first 2 yards of the line of scrimmage.
Right.
Guys kind of fall off of him in that area, and he's able to power through like those arm tackles and different things like that. But he's not, like I said, a dynamic quickness guy that's going to move or shifty side to side. But between that tackle box, tackle to tackle, first 2 yards of the line of scrimmage, guys don't tackle him that great. Now, I won't say that he's great at breaking tackles, but he's great at breaking arm tackles and defensive line, foot traffic, that type of thing. He's good at that, and that's what you need. And also, he's deceptively fast.
Look at the play.
Exactly.
When he scored, that was called back.
Exactly.
He got away from guys.
He has a long shot, and he's deceptively fast. And this is, like, you ever notice that fast guys break a lot of tackles because they're constantly changing the angles of the defenders? That's all tackle breaking is being able to change an angle. Guys that don't run fast don't break a lot of tackles because they can line it up, and it's going to be like that most of the time. But when you're really, really fast, you're going to have guys miss you because you're changing the angles.
And one guy we can't forget, as we talk the running game, 610-632-0975. Inge, we get you in a second, is Corey Clement, who had a nice second half. We saw last year's Corey Clement able to contribute, even though Josh Adams was the feature, doing all the good things that he did, again, to the tune of 22 carries for 84 yards and the score, and the one that was called back. Corey Clement showed some flashes of the old Corey Clement that we liked from a season ago.
Yeah, I don't know if he was healthy or he felt healthier that game or what have you, but five carries for 45 yards, 9 yards a carry was outstanding. And you know what?
It's good math by you.
But I'm just saying, it's heat.
Good stuff.
I think that's what it is. Heat makes you play better. When you have somebody in there that's tearing it up and you know putting pressure on you play better. You don't want to be out of this league. And I thought that Josh Adams getting the nod for the starting position, that should rub you the wrong way if you're a competitor. Now, it's your teammate, so you want to congratulate him. But at the same time, you don't say, hold on, forget it. Don't forget about me now. I want this thing, too.
Yeah.
And that's what I thought happened this past. Was a little more pressure, a little more heat. And competition makes you play better.
I also think that when there is a featured number one back, like I'm not saying Corey Clement can't be a featured back in this league, but for now, I think when a featured back is doing well for the Eagles, it allows him to thrive in his spot, which is the secondary guy. Mm-hmm. So pound, pound, pound last year with Jay Ajayi, with LeGarrette Blount, and then boom, here comes Corey Clement. Oh, my God, look at this guy. Who's this guy getting five carries from 50 yards? Who's this guy?
Fresh.
So now that you have Josh Adams being that featured guy, being the guy that defenses have to key on, boom, now Corey Clement can get his, like you said, nine carries for 45 yards. Whoa, who's this guy? Like, I like that. I like that a lot, that I think he's a great second guy. But he's a great second guy as long as the first guy's doing really, really well.
I like that thought. That's a good thought. And that's, it takes a lot of pressure off. You know, sometimes as a player, you can press when you haven't been in a position before. You may have never been a starter. And now you finally get that opportunity and you're pressing, trying to do more than you should. But in a role, being a secondary player, you may be more comfortable in that role. And you play better. And maybe that's the case with Corey. Time will tell. But I thought that the fire that was lit under him from Josh Adams being named the starter or potentially taking his reps showed, and we're going to see him get a few more carries. I really like that. I was hoping that he can beat that guy in the middle of the field last week, but he got tripped up. But it was a great play by him.
Absolutely. Let's go to Inge in King of Prussia right here on the Fanatic pregame show with Jason Devine, Bob Cooney, and Devon Givens. Inge. Oh, no, Inge, you see we set it up and he's not even there. Let's put him on hold and we'll figure it out later. Your chance, don't forget, your last chance for a pair of tickets to tonight's Monday night game, the Eagles hosting Washington tonight at the Link. During our show is your opportunity to win those tickets. Drawing will be held here at Fishtown Hops and Sugar House Casino at 7 p.m. So get here tonight. Make sure you have your opportunity to get down to the Link and experience, hopefully, a W tonight over an NFC East opponent in Washington with Colt McCoy under center as the quarterback. So make sure you get down here. Our Fanatic pregame show is brought to you by your local Pierce Phelps Bryant dealers, who will do whatever it takes to keep you warm this upcoming winter. Visit nopaybryant.com to find a dealer near you. 610-632-0975. If you want to join in on the conversation on the phones, give us the outlook on what's going on in the game tonight. What do you think? How it looks down at the Link? If you're tailgating already, getting ready to go in, and just talk to us tonight. Let us know how you feel about the Birds in this must-win opportunity against Washington at the Link Monday Night Football. 610-632-0975. Tickets for tonight's game at the Link on the line, drawing at 7 right here for the pregame show. Jason Devine, Bob Cooney, Devon Givens, Fishtown Hops right here on the Fanatic.
It's the Fanatic pregame show live from Sugar House Casino on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Attention landlords and property owners. Are you tired of managing your property and would like someone else to manage it for you? You probably would like to own your property, but are tired of the headaches that come with it. You just can't keep up with the maintenance and leasing. Bay Management Group is a local full-service property management company handling single-family and multifamily properties in the Philadelphia area. They're on-call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They offer full leasing services, including tenant screening with a one-year tenant warranty, move-in and move-out reports, maintenance, rent collection, eviction services, routine inspections, plus monthly and annual financial statements. You could move to Antarctica with confidence that your property is in great hands. Call Bay Management Group today to learn more or visit baymanagementgroup.com. That's baymgmtgroup.com. Bay Management Group, your premier management company.
It's the holiday sales event at Ford. It's a big deal.
and we're busy making preparations to get you the best deals of the year. Because unlike Santa's presents, ours don't just magically appear. At Ford, ours are built in real factories, where pickup trucks come with best-in-class towing and payload, where SUVs are built with available features like terrain management and driver assist technologies, and where every bolt, stitch, and line of code is tested and tested again. But you don't have to write Santa a letter to get these presents. Naughty or nice, just come see your Ford dealer during our holiday sales event for our best offers of the year. Ford. Built for the holidays. Built Ford proud.
Best-in-class towing and payload when properly configured. Classes light-duty pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
Join ESPN Sal Palantonio for the Sal Pal Football Hour live from Mifflin Tavern on 1843 South 2nd Street tomorrow night from 6 to 7 p.m. Presented by Sterling Vineyards and Behringer Wine. Mifflin Tavern has something fun for everyone every night, Monday through Sunday, from Quizzo to live music. For their event schedule and menus, go to MifflinTavern.com or visit them in the heart of Pennsport at 1843 South 2nd Street in South Philadelphia.
You've heard me singing the song for years. Make the trip to Robbins in Delaware and you won't pay any of Philly's 8% sales tax, which can save you hundreds. But we also have more ring styles than anywhere on the East Coast. So if you do some hand stretches, eat your Wheaties, with our wide-open self-serve cases, you can easily touch and try on hundreds of rings. You just can't do that anywhere else. And having the chance to find the perfect ring, that's priceless. At Robbins Delaware Diamonds, the engagement ring store. Robbins Rocks! Yeah!
Robbins Rocks! Hey, it's Jason Martinez for Window Nation. Time is running out on Window Nation's Deal of the Year. This week is the final week for buy two windows, get two free. Buy four, get four free. Buy six, get six free with no limit. Plus, get 0% financing for 5 full years. Save that well-earned money to splurge on your family, friends, or yourself this holiday season. Temperatures have fallen. You feeling that cold air coming into your home? It's only going to get colder over the next couple of months, and your energy bills are starting to rise. So now's the time to get those windows replaced. Window Nation has saved customers an estimated $40 million in energy over the years. This is the final week of the best offer of the year from Window Nation. This absolutely ends Sunday. Get two free windows for every two you buy. Buy four, get four free, no limit. Plus 0% interest for 5 years. Call today, 866-90-NATION, and save thousands on your windows and your energy bills. Use for holiday shopping this season. Save today, save tomorrow, save forever. Call 866-90-NATION today or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Hey, sports fans, JR with JRWins.com. And guys, boy, oh boy, do I have some great news. We've just uncovered huge information in this Philadelphia-Washington matchup, and I'm going to share it with all listeners right now, free of charge, on a tape-recorded message. 1-800-499-3733. That's 800-499-3733. Call right now and get the Against the Spread information winner on this matchup between Philadelphia, Washington, free of charge on a 30-second message. Call it right now. 800-499-3733. That's 800-499-3733. Documented number one in the country, 7 years running. Guys, end the week huge with this Monday night winner, free of charge on tape. Call now. 1-800-499-3733 and online at JRWins.com.
Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton, New Jersey. The Philadelphia area's fastest growing Chevrolet dealership. Come see them in Marlton or online at ElkinChevrolet.com. Elkin Chevrolet. Find new roads.
Sports voice of the new Philadelphia. 97.5. The Fanatic. Now, back to the Fanatic pregame show live from Sugar House Casino and on 97.5. The Fanatic.
6:46 right here from Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino, 97.5 The Fanatic. That means time is winding down. 14 minutes remaining for your chance to get here to Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino with Jason Avant and Bob Cooney holding things down. And Jimmy, of course, and the ground crew holding it down because your chance, last chance, to win a pair of tickets to the Monday night game tonight, Washington in town to take on the Eagles. And the drawing will be done during our show right here at 7 o'clock. So we need you to get here, sign up for your opportunity to get down to the link and witness a beatdown Eagle style over Washington. Better be, Bob. Sorry. Better be.
Really?
Better be.
Beatdown?
I hope so. Huh.
That's I don't know if they can beat down anybody in this league, but if that's where he's going, Devon, I'm with you, brother.
You hope so.
I don't know.
I'm trying to tone for last week, Bob.
You hope so. You hope so. 610-632-0975. Again, Sugar House Casino is taking the game to another level with sports betting coming soon. Philly's Premier Casino will be your go-to sports book. Get ready to join the action and feel the rush. Go to sugarhousecasino.com/sportsbook for more information. Mobile sports betting is now legal in New Jersey. Download our Play Sugar House app for the Apple Store or by visiting PlaySugarHouse.com to get in on the action at New Jersey's premier sportsbook and casino. Did you know you can also bet live during all pro football games? I do it. You should too. Easy deposit methods and fast withdrawals. Check out the lines for all games now. PlaySugarHouse.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Let's go back to the phones. Ingy is ready here with Jason Navat, Bob Cooney.
We'll give him a second chance.
This is the pregame show live.
Have you ever talked to, real quick, Devon,
second chance,
have you ever talked to Ingy?
No.
Jason's an Ingy virgin. This is fun. this is good stuff.
Let's go to King of Prussia and Ingy joining us on the Fanatic pregame show. What's going on, Ing?
Ingy, where are you?
See?
Yeah. Stage fright tonight.
Well, I did our part, and
Ingy,
he's not
back.
He's not there. So
one more chance like Biggie, but
that's
show
on
up.
Him.
Third
man.
Time might be
not.
A charm.
He did not, and he's gone. So that's where it is tonight, and hopefully the Washington team will be going with a loss tonight. Guys, again, taking on the Philadelphia Eagles at the link for the Monday night matchup at the link tonight. Darren Sproles said to be back tonight as we talk about the running game. What does he bring to the table? Obviously, coming in after missing so many games, Bob and Jay, missing so many games, we know about what he could give you, which is, again, those third down opportunities, the threat out of the backfield, and just a different overall look for the offense, plus possibly special teams as well.
Yeah, among active players at running back, Darren Sproles is 4.89 yards a carry. Like, he's first among active players, so that's only a benefit to the team. You know, special teams wise, we've been expecting the guy back there on punt return just to catch the ball and not drop it or don't do anything bad. Now we may expect, you know, a return to actually happen if he's healthy and he's able to go out there. So that adds a different dynamic, because when you have a special guy back there at punt return, will guarantee you some good field positions at time, but also opens up the screen game a little bit more, and it also adds a different wrinkle that the defensive coordinator has to worry about. Just his presence on the field in third downs and situations gives defenders problems, because you can't guard him with a linebacker. You have to guard him with a safety or a cornerback, which will put your defense in a bad position or do something that they're not familiar with, which is only beneficial to us. So him being back is an added bonus to our team. Trying to figure out how to add him to Golden Tate and emerging Josh Adams and Nelson and Zach. And so somebody's not getting the ball, and I think it's too many chefs in the kitchen. That's why hindsight is 20/20, but it doesn't look like this is the best trade in Golden Tate right now.
I like the way you phrased it, Jay, though. Him on the field as a threat. So, okay, you're right. Too many chefs in the kitchen. You have an Ertz. You have Alshon Jeffrey. You have all the things that you mentioned. But the fact is, if you can get Darren Sproles on the field, it makes defenses look at him.
It does.
You know, it's almost like that over-the-top thing. Like, oh, they need that speedy receiver. People are like, well, why? Like, what did your speedy receiver give you last year? Maybe not a lot of production, but it opened other things up. It gives you things that you don't realize.
Exactly.
And so when you have a Darren Sproles on the field and you're thinking as a defensive coordinator, all right, linebackers, wheel route, you got to watch for that because that's what he's exceptional at, or a draw player. You have to concentrate on a Darren Sproles.
Exactly.
Okay, so that takes your attention somewhere else besides the other guys that you just mentioned.
Exactly.
So just being on the field, whether he's a decoy or not, that's huge for this team.
It's definitely huge. And you know what? You have to cover him with speed. And that may not be your best cover linebacker, right? So your best linebacker may not be a guy that's fast. He just may know the game, but you have to cover him with speed. So now you may be putting a lesser player because he's fast on the field in order to cover him. So it's all of these little nightmare chess match type of things that goes on because of a player like Darren Sproles. You saw the Cowboys put Jordan Lewis on Kamara in that game. Those are things that you have to make an adjustment for.
for because of the type of dynamic player he is. And the same is true for Darren Sproles. You have to, and if you don't have a player like Jordan Lewis, you're in trouble.
Right, right. And then if you use him once or twice, it's to your benefit.
Exactly.
He can be a decoy as much as he wants. If the other team thinks he's a decoy and they put a defensive player on him thinking he's a decoy, that's when you exploit
exactly.
them.
So now they had to go dime, right? So they had to go dime. So if the Saints could have figured out a way to run the ball, now they're in at an advantage. Now these are things that happen just by putting certain guys in certain positions.
It's the chess game. It's the best thing in the world in sports.
Yeah.
It's the chess game between coaches.
Exactly.
I love that. That's what I love most.
610-632-0975 Fanatic pregame show. Jason Avant, Bob Cooney. Alex from Frankfurt wants to speak to the guys right here on the Fanatic pregame show. What's going on, Alex?
Hey. Sugar D, what's happening, sir?
What's happening, how are you,
Alex? Good.
Can you hear me?
Yep, we got you.
Oh, man. Hold on.
We still got you.
Come on. You can do it, Alex. Come on, brother.
So let me put down my beer.
We're doing this for a while. All right,
What I was trying to say, this game, you know, real simple. This game is very important. This is a must-win situation. We have to win out in order, you know, for us to go to the next level. You know, if the run is working, stick with it. You know, understand what I'm saying?
I feel you.
You know, if it's working, I can't think. Oh, Josh Adams. He seems to be pretty good. My thing is, I would get on Deuce Staley like, yo, man, come on, man. If it's working, go with it until it's not working, until it, like, slows down, if you understand what I'm saying. Like, okay, then you switch up. You know, you switch up on them. I think that's the thing they have to do. Run that rock, man. But, Jamie Lynch, you know what happened to Taylor Pye? I'm shocked.
I'll tell Jamie you said that tomorrow morning, buddy.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Alex is having some fun. Yeah.
Alex had to put down his beer in order to have a conversation with us.
He wants to talk to Jamie. Jamie hasn't been on the air for 12 hours, but whatever. That's cool.
It's all good. But no, he made some good points with Josh. You want to feed him the rock. You want to give him the ball. It's going to be tough, right? Because the thing that the Redskins are good at on defense is two things. They're good at stopping the run, and they're good at creating turnovers.
Right.
They're +9 in turnovers. Most people don't know that, but the Redskins are top 10 defense in the run game. They're ranked 8th against the run. So they're going to put people in the box in order to make us pass it. We just can't get away from it. That's the thing that we have to do is we can't get away from the run, even if it's being stopped at the beginning of the game. That's what we give the credit. Like Bob said last week, he stuck with it in the second half. He went away from it in the second quarter, but he came back to it in the third quarter, in the fourth quarter, and still the game running.
Well, it's been nice outside all day here in Philadelphia, of course, and the Eagles hosting Washington for the Monday night game here live at the Link. And we have to just get in on the weather and just to let you guys know, of course, with being like 50 all day, what is it going to be like tonight? You know, Jay, you have a Monday night game. You want a nice, beautiful night like tonight, right?
Yeah, you want the 50s. You can run all day in that weather. You can, and it all depends on what the team is good at, right? So if you have a passing team that's really, really good at passing, like the Saints, you want it to rain a little bit because of the mess up their game. Whatever they're bad at, that's what you want the opposite to happen. You know what I mean? Whatever they're good at, you want the opposite that'll hurt them. So go ahead, Bob.
I think they're going to be good tonight. It's a good weather night. You got like 50 degrees, maybe gets down to about 45. A little bit of wind, though, like 10-mile-an-hour wind. So winds might be, you know how it always happens in Philly. You got that little crosswind. Sure. So for the kickers, it might be a little tricky. But no, should be good. Good night, 50 degrees, 45 about when the game ends. So weather is not going to come in play. The guys can sling it. The guys can run it. The guys can kick it. Perfect football weather early December.
Beautiful thing, our Fanatic pregame show. Game Day Weather Report is brought to us by AmericanStandardAir.com. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com today to find a dealer near you. And that means with that great weather that will be there tonight, we will have our drawing on the other side at 7 o'clock for the people who have come here to Fishtown Hops to sign up for the last chance pair of tickets to win to get down to the Link tonight in time for kickoff, 8:15 kickoff. Jason Avant, Bob Cooney, I'm Devon Givens. Fanatic pregame show on the other side. The winner for those tickets for the Monday night contest tonight in the NFL. Right here, we talk about it on the Fanatic.
It's the Fanatic pregame show live from Sugar House Casino on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Philadelphia. GEICO presents need-to-know information because you have to draw the line between what you need to know and what you don't.
After a scary movie, I have to watch cartoons so I don't have nightmares.
See, didn't need to know that. But when it comes to insurance, the more you know, the better. Like knowing GEICO is the second largest auto insurer in the country. Plus, they've been around for over 75 years and have a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
I have to use a calculator on my first grader's math homework.
Again, not really needed. But knowing GEICO offers more than just car insurance is important, like motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. And the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you insure your home, apartment, and condo.
I practice taking my glasses off in the mirror because I think it makes me look cool.
And not needed. But you should know local agents in your area could help you find even more savings with GEICO, like military or federal discounts. And GEICO offers emergency roadside service. Switching insurance is an important decision. You can never know too much about it. So, Philadelphia, contact GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office for all the information you really need.
Hey, it's Jason Martinez for Nick's Roast Beef, Cottman Avenue, and now at 4501 Woodhaven Road. Both serving classic Philadelphia favorites like roast beef and roast pork sandwiches, buffalo chips, gravy fries, and more. Man, my mouth is watering just talking about the menu. If you're looking for a great place to host or cater your holiday party, call Nick's Roast Beef at either location. Your guests will absolutely love the food, and my friends at Nick's Roast Beef will take great care of you. Call Nick's Roast Beef on Cobbin Avenue or Nick's Roast Beef Woodhaven Road today and tell them Jason sent you.
Having trouble finding the perfect gift for the outdoorsman or woman in your life? This holiday season, come to French Creek Outfitters and choose from a great selection of outdoor gear for whether they hunt, fish, hike, or paddle. Keep warm this winter with high-quality hats, gloves, and winter boots. Whether it's fleece, long underwear, mittens, Carhartt clothing, or gift cards, French Creek has you covered. Located on Route 23 in Phoenixville and online at FrenchCreekOutfitters.com. French Creek Outfitters. Why take a chance with anybody else?
Wow.
For me?
Oh, you shouldn't have.
If you owe back taxes to the state of New Jersey, tax amnesty could be the best gift you get this season. Now through January 15th, you can pay back what you owe with reduced interest and no penalties. To learn more or to find out if you owe, go to taxamnesty.nj.gov or call 800-781-8407.
That is awesome.
Just what I needed.
Thanks so much.
New Jersey Tax Amnesty. Consider it a gift.
Gathering with your family for the game? Don't forget the Dietz and Watson family. Dietz and Watson premium meats and cheeses are made using recipes perfected over four generations. At home or in the lot, go with Dietz and Watson Philadelphia Eagles beef style Franks or try original chicken sausages. Ready to throw on the grill? Tailgating at an Eagles home game? Post a photo on Facebook or Instagram and hashtag it Tailgate Family. The Dietz and Watson tailgate team just might stop by to give you free meat, cheese, and great gear. Go Birds! Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. For a limited time, switch to get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add 4G LTE backup and one voice line. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond Fast.
Offers 12/21/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection pro backup limited up to 6 hours and requires Comcast Business Internet.
Hey, this is Mark Farzetta. Over 200 people die from a drug overdose every day. That's nearly 75,000 people per year. Chances are you know someone struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol right now, but for whatever reason, we don't like to talk about it. Addiction is not just some sign of weakness. Addiction is a disease, and we need to treat it like a disease, not something that we should be ashamed of. Recovery Centers of America can help you or a loved one as you go down your road to recovery. Call them right now at 1-800-RECOVERY. They'll take your call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can check in anytime, day or night. They'll even pick you up and drive you to one of their very welcoming and comforting treatment centers. It takes great courage to accept help with your addiction, but it's a very worthwhile step. I recently took a tour of RCA at Devon. Everyone I met there was warm and welcoming, the kind of people you want to make you feel comfortable. Don't fight the disease of addiction alone. Call them right now at 1-800-RECOVERY. And if you're not ready to speak to someone, that's okay. Visit them online at recoverycentersofamerica.com. Don't be another statistic. Call 1-800-RECOVERY now.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez, middays. Missinelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Here we go!
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. Now, back to the Fanatic pregame show, live from Sugar House Casino and on 97.5 The Fanatic.
An hour and 15 away from kickoff at the Link. Eagles, Washington tonight, Monday Night Football. Key implications, of course, for this game as the Eagles try to keep pace with Dallas, taking care of business on Thursday night against the New Orleans Saints. The Eagles have Washington tonight. It's the Fanatic pregame show live from Fishtown Hops, the Sugar House Casino, where we have been talking about for the first hour, giving away a last chance pair of tickets to tonight's game for some lucky winner here at Fishtown Hops. With us, we'll get to Tim McManus live from ESPN.com, of course, and a Fanatic at the Link. But before that, Jason Avant, Bob Cooney, Devon Givens again with you until kickoff, 8:15, Burns, Washington. Bob, you had the pleasure and the honor of giving away those tickets today to the winner. And who was that winner?
Dennis Scannapico.
There you go, Dennis.
Dennis got a pair of tickets. He was overly excited, jumped out of his Nick Foles jersey. He's pumped. I don't know if he has a date to take with him or not, but he's got plenty of people here that are willing to go, including myself. So if you're a friend of Dennis's, give him a ring. He's got an extra ticket.
Well, you see him on his phone. He's texting like crazy.
Oh, he's probably trying to find somebody to meet him down there. He's got plenty of dates.
Meet him down there. Right? Right.
He took out the black book. He's ready to rock and roll.
He's literally trying to find somebody to meet him at the Link. So that's exactly what he's doing. But congratulations to Dennis again. Headed to the Link to check the Eagles and Washington. And for us on the phone, 610-632-0975. We are headed to the Link right now where Dennis will be joined by thousands of people. And, of course, one Tim McManus of ESPN.com and 97.5 The Fanatic on the Comcast Business Hotline. T-Mac, what's going on, man?
What's going on, guys? You know, I was doing a piece on Carson Wentz this week, so I was looking back to see exactly where the Eagles were this time last year, and it's just striking how much a difference a year makes. They were 10-1 at the end of a 9-game win streak in which they were beating teams by an average of 17 points per game. And contrast that with what they're entering into tonight, where it's just been a dogfight week in, week out, and they're, you know, just hanging on to the season by their fingernails and a must win tonight. So it's just, you never know what a football season is going to bring you from one year to the next.
No, and they needed a close one last week, Tim, against the New York Giants at home, and they came away with the win. Really led by the running game in the second half. Josh Adams, Corey Clement, phenomenal in the second half to secure the win. And with Josh Adams in tonight, Tim, and Corey Clement also, Darren Sproles, what can you tell us about the running game and what we should expect, and what should we expect from Darren Sproles?
Well, first off, good news that they're going in with a kind of a fuller stable of running backs than they've had. And Josh Adams popped up on the injury report with a hip injury late in the week, but he is going to play in this game. And Darren Sproles practiced throughout the week for the first time in a very long time and is also planning to play for the first time since week one. So, I mean, that's good that Doug Peterson has options in a very critical game. What we saw over the last handful of weeks is a growing role for Josh Adams, and there is kind of that X factor of the hip injury that popped up, but otherwise they've really liked what they've seen and have grown his role, and I wouldn't expect that to change drastically. Darren Sproles and Peterson even said it this week. You can't just kind of, it's not really fair to him or to the rest of the group to just sort of throw him in and all of a sudden he's a feature guy, but if they can use him on punt returns, if they can use him in some key third down situations, and he's able to show that pop that we've seen through plenty of years with number 43, then that obviously be a big thing for this backfield.
Timmy, Josina Anderson came out on ESPN with a report talking about, had a source that said that maybe Zach Ertz is being targeted too much and it's hindering the Eagles' offense a little bit. Not questioning what she said, but I want to ask you, do you think that that's a problem, Tim? I mean, do you think that some of the people in the offense are maybe a little turned off by how much Ertz is being targeted by Carson Wentz?
I will say when this offense is at its best, it's when the ball is being distributed all over the place, and that is, you know, the proof is just look at last year and the way that they operated. I mean, Wentz was really going with all, you know, spreading the ball out to all of his different receivers, and contrast that with this year. So Ertz has been targeted something like 111 times, and it's 40 more than the next closest receiver, and that's Nelson Aguilar. It's obviously been a heavy distribution towards the tight end. Now, the one argument is that, well, Wentz is going to the guy who's open, and Ertz is exceptional at gaining space that's what Wentz is trusting, and he's going in that direction. And if you look at Wentz's completion percentage, it's up almost 10 points from last year. So it's not like he's going to the wrong spot. But there is also an element of making sure everybody else is involved to make sure, and they would be the first to tell you that this offense is ideal when they are going and spreading it out more. So I think that there is a little bit to that, where in order to make sure that everybody is feeling totally a part of it, and to make sure that this offense is running at its optimum, that it wouldn't be the worst idea in the world if the ball gets first a little bit more, but that also falls on the rest of the receivers. I mean, right. Get open like Ertz is open, and once we get the ball to you.
Hey, Tim, this is Jason. How you doing, buddy?
Doing well, Jason. How about you?
Good. Now, with Josh Adams emerging, Darren Sproles back, Nelson, Zach, on and on and on with the weapons, who's going to take a back seat, and or do you think Golden Tate was a good idea now three games in?
I will say that the offense has actually gone backwards since Tate has joined the team. If you look at Wentz's numbers, the completion rate has dropped. If you look at his interceptions, four of the six have come in the three games in which Golden Tate has been there. You have offensive coordinator Mike Rowe saying that it has been a struggle to integrate Tate. And if you're honest about it, there's really three slot receivers on this team with Golden Tate and Jordan Matthews and Nelson Agholor all vying for snaps. So unless it turns around quickly, it might end up being a mistake of a trade acquisition because you gave up a third-round pick for it. But I think that you raised a good point as to, you know, who's going to take a back seat. Wendell Smallwood probably would be a contender for that. And I'm curious to see what they do with Corey Clement. So I don't really think that Sproles is going to come in and have this huge role right out of the chute. But maybe as we move forward and he shows that he is back and the hamstring is healthy, then we're talking there. But Clement showed really, his old 2017 stuff for the first time last year. So I don't really expect him to go and have his role completely diminished. But Peterson, I guess it's a good problem to have, has some playmakers that are sort of coming into form here, along with an offensive line that's getting healthier. And let's see if it translates into some more points on the scoreboard.
Tim McManus, ESPN.com and 97.5, the Fanatic, joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline live from the Link. Eagles, Washington tonight, Monday Night Football. Tim, in the second half last week, we saw a lot of the defensive front get after Eli Manning and make things really difficult. Michael Bennett, arguably maybe his best game as a Philadelphia Eagle. So when you saw what the defense gave them last week, is this something that we should, at least they are talking about of their performance from last week and expecting that to basically be what they do every single week from here on out?
I think that, you know, that Bennett has really shown that he is coming on strong. I mean, most of his sacks have come in the last handful of games, and he had to play through a foot injury. Jim Schwartz has given him a lot of credit, saying that would have knocked some other people out of the game. So I think he earned some additional respect in that locker room and from the coaching staff for what he was able to do last week in a critical win. And I think that, you know, it's right to put the spotlight on the defensive front, because we have seen the how thin the secondary has been, the injuries that have really attacked that position. And really moving forward, this is supposed to be the strength, is along your front. And so if they are going to make a playoff push, you know, starting tonight, it's got to be on the backs of that defensive line. I think that Brandon Graham, now that he's removed from that ankle injury, this will be a huge spot for him to start stepping up his sack production. I think that Fletcher Cox is really starting to draw more on the interior, and Timmy Jernigan is back. I think that's good for them. So, yeah, they're anticipating that their defensive line is really going to carry the load here. And obviously that is arguably the key to success moving forward for the rest of the season.
Tim, going just behind that defensive line, linebackers, and what you alluded to, the secondary, how does it look injury-wise? I mean, you got Jordan Hicks out, Nigel Bradham's dealing with the injury, the thumb injury and all that, and then you go behind them and you look at who's coming back in the secondary. How does that look to play out tonight?
Yeah, I was just joking with one of the other reporters, like if the linebackers want to get an interception tonight, they might have to combine their good hands in order to do it, right? Because you got Nigel Bradham with the broken thumb, Kamu Grise-Hill with a broken thumb. So Don't expect too many picks from that grouping. But you do have Sidney Jones, who's returning to the defensive secondary. And I think that this is a huge spot if he could step up and make something happen here, because Jalen Mills is out, and of course Ronald Darby is on IR. So you have a combination of Rasul Douglas and Sidney Jones and Craven LeBlanc, who stepped up nicely last week, leading kind of the charge this week to see what they can do against a quarterback they should be able to take advantage of.
Well, Tim, listen, man, big game tonight, big game every week. They keep winning. They're all big going forward with an opportunity again to get back to the postseason. Appreciate it as always. We'll be listening for you during the week and, of course, reading you on ESPN.com. Thanks, Tim.
All right, boys. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Tim. Thanks, always, Tim, for the insight. Man. Appreciate it. Tim McManus live from Lincoln Financial Field.
All right, real quick. We didn't go over the inactives, did we?
No, we did not.
All right, so let me just real quick now that we got rid of Tim. Inactives tonight, Jordan Hicks, Avante Maddox, Jordan Mailata, Jalen Mills, Matt Pryor, Nate Sudfeld, and Chance Warmack. Hmm. So you got Josh Adams with the hip. He is active. Jason Peters didn't practice all week. It was personal reasons. It wasn't an injury, but he didn't practice all week. But he's ready to rock and roll. So, you get a little help with the Sidney Jones or Rasul Douglas back there in the secondary. Although the last time we talked about Sidney Jones, the Saints were running right at him and throwing right at him.
On purpose.
That was the game
that
plan.
Was the
Sean
game
Payton
plan.
Said, let's go after him. They did, and they scored 48 points. So is it good to have Sidney Jones back? We shall see.
Yeah, we will see. Like you said, they went after him. They're going to go after him again tonight. That's going to be the nature until he proves otherwise.
Right.
And that's how the league is. If you... Peter King said in his article, and it was confirmed on the field. And if that happens, they're going to come after you every week, and you have to prove people wrong.
And
it can happen with one good game. You go out there and get a pick. You go out there and lock somebody down. They'll think about it differently. So hopefully he can do that tonight. And the city is yearning for him to play well.
Man, listen.
They're yearning for him to play well. It's not as bad as Markelle Fultz, but listen, they're yearning for him to play well, you know?
He needs to, man, because they don't really have anyone right. Obviously, they don't have anyone that they can count on in that secondary. There is no Jalen Mills or Ronald Darby. And Jalen Mills, who knows when he's coming back? Right now, it has to be Sidney Jones.
Well, he needs attitude adjustment. That's like, he has the ability. When you're drafted in the first round, first two rounds as a corner, you have the ability. It's between the eyes, between the head, like that, or in the head. That's the thing that's holding him back. And when I say he needs the attitude adjustment, that lackadaisical, everything is good, that West Coast, swing.
Winning the Super Bowl rookie year, you didn't have to play.
They're not Midwest tough like you, right?
Or East Coast tough, like where it's gritty it's people that's pushing you. So that's what the city needs, and it's just attitude adjustment. I think the kid has the talent. He just has to play hungrier and more fierce. And if he can do that, it'd be fine.
The Birds need him right away, and he has an opportunity tonight to be the feature. And if he's going to be attacked, make some plays and help the Birds get this win tonight. 610-632-0975. This is our final time trying for this guy.
Ingy?
He's back on the line.
Come on, Ingy. Come
this
through for me once.
This is
will you
it.
Please?
This is it. Ingy.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Oh, Ingy, what were you doing, buddy? You on the John too long.
I'm trying to get some food here. But again, look, the way I look at this game has to be a blowout. If this game is close, forget about the Dallas game next week. I think the season's over. This has to be an offensive game where, Wentz puts up, the offense puts up what? 30, 40 points. There's no question. They have to put that much on there, or else that game doesn't matter. And whoever wins that game, the Dallas game next week, that's all I want to talk about, because I think this game is finished.
We're not there
it's
yet.
Over.
Yeah, you got to get through this one first.
But whoever wins that Dallas game will win the division, in my opinion. I think Dallas, even though they looked, really good, especially on defense, I think that was the peak. I don't think they're going to carry this through. It's going to be a real close game, because this is all I care about is the Dallas game.
Dallas game doesn't mean anything if you don't win tonight, Ingy.
This game's over. They're going to blow them out. There's no.
Oh, you already got this blowout tonight. All right.
if this game
don't
is
play the
close,
game.
The
this
season's
is a...
over anyway. Look, the
oh,
biggest,
okay.
I got to ask Jason this one question. The biggest disappointment for this season, for this team, has to be, for me, the offensive line. Can you give me some insight on why it's taking this long for the offensive line to gel?
Thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
I would say a few things, Inge, right? So you have different guys. You got Jason Peters back. The Super Bowl offensive line, they had some type of continuity, some cohesion there. And you put Jason Peters back, it's an alpha male thing, right? So you have this guy that's a Hall of Famer. He's a good player, but you have to mix him with guys that and he's going to dictate what he likes. You know, if Wisniewski's in there at left guard, you know, you have to concede to Jason Peters. If Wisniewski's in there and they have Big V there, Wisniewski's going to be the person giving out the shots. Those things are huge. And then defenses figure things out. It's not going to be the same way every week. And maybe they saw something on film. And plus, we've been injured. So you can't expect. I really think that the biggest disappointment for me this season is probably the defensive line.
I agree.
Not necessarily the offensive line, because the defensive line last year carried this team, and they haven't figured out how to add an extra person to the rush, or Schwartz hadn't figured out how to add an extra person to the rush without compromising the secondary. So the defensive line hasn't performed. We haven't heard Brandon Graham's name as much. Barnett.
You just heard Tim talk about the ankle injury with Graham.
Exactly. You had so many different things that are happening. They haven't been the most productive, and that's what the team has the most money, issued out at. So you expect that group to ball the most because they had the most money.
And as Tim talked about, that's the strength. That's what they're going to have to rely on heavily in these final five games in order to help out that depleted secondary, right, Bob, to make sure they get there. And we saw a nice showing last week with Michael Bennett, Brandon Graham showing up, Chris Long as well, Tim Jernigan, his first game back, Fletcher Cox doing Fletcher Cox things. They have to be strong. They have to dominate the line of scrimmage in order to – they have to get after Colt McCoy and make it tough.
Yeah. I thought in the second half, particularly last week, the defensive line showed up, and it was Saquon Barkley. I thought New York did a horrible job of getting him.
That's why we keep saying the second half.
But in the four carries he had, he only had 7 yards. They didn't have anything moving really on the running game. And I thought the defensive line was a big part of that. They came up with a couple of key sacks. It's been the same thing that we've been saying all year from day one. Defensive line is going to carry the defense. Offensive line needs to carry the offense. Neither one of them has come around to perform on the same day at all this year. If they can do that, nothing leads me to believe they can. But if they can do that, then maybe you're looking at an easy Eagles win tonight.
The best game the offensive line's played all year was last game. Best game they played all year was last game, and I thought the third, fourth quarter defensive line, they played really, really good.
Yeah.
Now, like you said, Giant, like, that was bizarre. That wasn't just that, like, them not giving Saquon the ball was, like, it was bizarre.
Held
them
out a series?
It looked like there was some type of confrontation in the locker room. It looked like there was some type of, there had to be something going on. That was too bizarre. That's the type of stuff that gets you fired as a coach. That, like, those types of things. So Evan Engram didn't play.
Yes.
So the backup tight end plays well.
Yes.
But if Evan Engram catches those same passes, that may be two or three touchdowns because he's so dynamic in the open field and he's fast.
Yep.
So there are some things that can get you fired as a head coach last week. And it helped us out, but that was bizarre.
Say, that's his problem.
It was
very bizarre. 610-632-0975. Ray in New Jersey joins us on 97.5, the Fanatic pregame show. What's up, Ray?
Well, y'all got all good points. I'm loving the conversation. I'm going to start off with Inge. He just like to hear himself talk.
Sorry. You're going to put him on the spot. Everybody puts him on the spot because
he just like to hear himself talk. Because you know, a couple of times where we hear him talk, hear his echo in the background, but I'm not even going to get on to that.
Nah.
J.A., Jason Avon, what you said? Exactly. Run the ball. Run the ball. This is perfect football weather. Run it, down the field, and the offense will open up. Carson Wentz will have a shot to go down the field. Another point, the offensive line and defensive line has not been stable this whole season. We need to get that right if we want to make this push. It has to happen. If not, we don't have a chance.
I agree. I mean, we've been saying it since day one, right? Offensive line, defensive line. Those, you thought those were your strengths on both sides of the ball. They haven't been there this year. When they are your strengths, this team can, if they're both executing those lines, this team can give you confidence enough that, okay, maybe they can make a playoff run. Without one, it doesn't.
And it happened last year with the defensive front. Schwartz got away with the front line putting pressure on him. Now the secondary is in shambles. So he can't just send all outright blitzes because the secondary is just a mess. We have to do something tonight, and we have to control the clock. Run the ball is going to open up, and the defense will prevail.
Appreciate the call, Ray.
Right. So for Schwartz defense, we talked about this pass in the past. He hates to blitz. He's one of the least blitzing defensive coordinators in the National Football League. And this game is always a continued education. The National Football League will copy whoever wins. Like, so whoever wins the Super Bowl, other teams are going to copy it. The defense is going to copy it. And what happens is the other people figure out ways to beat that. So the defensive line was getting home with four people. Now they can't get home with four people because people are adding extra blockers to the pass blocking scheme, so it's going to be harder. So it's going to put more pressure on that secondary. So that's what's happening to our defensive line. They just have more people blocking them than they had last year. So with that being said, you have to bring a blitz, even though you don't like to. You have to change it up so people can see that you're willing to change it up, so you can get something different on film than you had last year. Because if you keep the same thing on film, people are going to carve you up, and that's what we've seen this year with our defense.
Absolutely. Jason Avant, Bob Cooney, Devon Givens, Fanatic pregame show. If you didn't win those tickets, like our man Dennis did, headed down to the Link to see Washington and the Eagles tonight. You're looking for a place to watch the game this Monday night. Get your crew together. Make it down here tonight and party at Sugar House Casino with, of course, Jason, Bob, myself, here for the Fanatic pregame show live from Fishtown Hops. Then you stay and watch the game with Andrew Salchunas on the 10-foot big screen, plus multiple screens throughout the bar. The giveaways for tonight, guys, Trevor Noah tickets, Kiss tickets,
nice,
and the axe, right? Mizzou axe throwing passes. You want that? You want to be in there with me, Bob, and Jason when we go down there and we don't know what we're doing? The axe is going to fall behind us. It's not going to be good. But you can hang out with us regardless. Come on down for the watch party with Andrew Salchunas right here at Fishtown Hops. If you want to hit us on the phones, let us know what you think for tonight's game. 610-632-0975. Jason Avant, Bob Cooney, Devon Givens, the pregame show, getting you ready for the Eagles and Washington Monday night right here on the Fanatic.
It's the Fanatic pregame show live from Sugar House Casino on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Do you have a love-hate relationship with your credit card? You love the freedom and convenience the credit card gives you, but you hate the high interest rates? And let's face it, they're high. 17, 18, even 20% APR? That's pretty outrageous. But with Lightstream's credit card consolidation loan, rather than throwing your money away on high interest payments, you can get a much lower rate, as low as 6.14% APR with AutoPay. And today, if you want an even lower rate, apply at lightstream.com/radio for a special discount. Plus, with Lightstream, your rate is fixed. So as rates continue to rise, your rates won't budge. They'll stay low. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, which means you can pay off your credit card and start paying an interest rate you can really love, thanks to Lightstream.
Ready to start saving? Apply now at lightstream.com/radio. That's right. Get your extra discount by applying today at lightstream.com/radio. That's lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
Right now is the perfect time to try FanDuel Sportsbook, because FanDuel Sportsbook is offering a $500 risk-free bet. That's a $500 bet completely risk-free. Not sure what to use your $500 risk-free bet on? Well, what about the NFL, NBA, or NHL championships? Who are you taking? Right now, I like New Orleans for the NFL, but you can place a $500 risk-free bet on any game or sport when you use my code Bob. FanDuel Sportsbook is available in New Jersey. You can download the app, deposit, and check out the lines from anywhere, but you'll only be able to place bets in Jersey. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to bet anywhere in the great Garden State. Sign up with my promo code Bob and make your first bet on any money line, spread, or prop. If you lose, FanDuel Sportsbook will give you a refund insight credit of up to $500. Download FanDuel Sportsbook and claim your $500 risk-free bet before it's too late. Must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Refund issued as site credit. Must wager amount equal to site credit before winnings can be withdrawn. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to FanDuel.com/NJ for terms and conditions.
Here's the snap and the throw. He makes the catch and good go all the way.
All the way to Delilah's, the Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse, that is. Don't miss a minute of the action every Sunday and Monday during football season at Delilah's, featuring Heineken and Heineken Light specials. And while you're watching the games with the world's most beautiful showgirls, indulge in Delilah's $5 tailgate menu. And don't forget to stop in for Thursday night's games with specials on Yuengling Lager. This football season, Delilah's has you covered. As always, admission is free after the game with proof of attendance or your hotel key. Delilah's, the Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse, is located at 100 Spring Garden Street, just minutes from the stadium complex, with ample free parking and a late night dining menu. You and your crew looking to really score big? Reserve a table for bottle service today by calling 215-625-2800 or visit Delilah's.com.
Join ESPN South Palantonio for the South Pal Football Hour live from Mifflin Tavern on 1843 South 2nd Street tomorrow night from 6 to 7 p.m. Presented by Sterling Vineyards and Behringer Wine. Mifflin Tavern has something fun for everyone every night, Monday through Sunday, from Quizzo to live music. For their event schedule and menus, go to MifflinTavern.com or visit them in the heart of Pennsport at 1843 South 2nd Street in South Philadelphia.
Congratulations, caller 93. You won!
Woo! Are you serious?
I absolutely am.
Oh, my gosh!
To claim your prize, just pull up to the next window, please.
Woo!
Ma'am?
Ma'am,
can you pull up, please?
Of course.
It feels like a big win when you get a deal like this. Introducing McDonald's new $6 Classic Meal Deal. Choose one of four favorites like the Quarter Pounder with Cheese, plus any size soft drink, small fries, and a pie. And participate in McDonald's for a limited time. Cannot be combined with any other offers.
Bill gets his energy from a small cup of coffee in the morning. Then another cup at 10:30. Plus a big cup in the afternoon. Oh, okay. Two big cups. At PICO, we're working to make solar technology more accessible by connecting customers seamlessly to renewable resources. Because unlike Bill's coffee, that's the kind of energy that's sustainable. Learn more at PICO.com. PICO. The future is on.
Having trouble finding the perfect gift for the outdoorsman or woman in your life? This holiday season, come to French Creek Outfitters and choose from a great selection of outdoor gear for whether they hunt, fish, hike, or paddle. Keep warm this winter with high-quality hats, gloves, and winter boots. Whether it's fleece, long underwear, mittens, Carhartt clothing, or gift cards, French Creek has you covered. Located on Route 23 in Phoenixville and online at FrenchCreekOutfitters.com. French Creek Outfitters. Why take a chance with anybody else?
Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton, New Jersey. The Philadelphia area's fastest growing Chevrolet dealership. Come see them in Marlton or online at ElkinChevrolet.com. Elkin Chevrolet. Find new roads.
Sports Talk for North Philadelphia.
97.5. The Fanatic. Now back to the Fanatic pregame show live from Sugar House Casino and on 97.5 The Fanatic.
45 minutes away from kickoff, Eagles-Washington at the Link tonight. Big implications, of course, keeping up with the Dallas Cowboys. Fanatic pregame show with Jason Devon, Bob Cooney,
her
Devon Gibbons. What do you want me to do? I didn't do
goodness,
it.
Devon.
The Saints. Blame the Saints. Blame the Saints. It's not my fault, man. Listen, there are only two games left to enter the win, the ultimate away game experience. Travel with the team, the Birds. Heading to Washington, final game of the season, right? Game courtesy of Miller Lite with the purchase of the Philly Special Appetizer Plate. Don't miss the delicious food and your chance to hang with your favorite team. And the Philly Special, of course, here at Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino. Chicken wings, onion rings, cheesesteak nachos. We partaked in a little bit of that,
right? We did partook.
The waffle fries. Jay, you have those. And that's always a great deal here at Fishtown House. The $2 Miller Lite drafts, the $12 Miller Lite buckets, and the $1 hot dogs as well. So come on down again, and your opportunity to win the ultimate away game experience. That's the Washington game, final game of the season, Philadelphia, Washington. And hopefully that means, hey, man, 9-7 maybe? Right? 9-7? Hopefully.
Hopefully 10-6.
Hopefully 10-6.
Hopefully 10-6.
Yeah, hopefully.
That means we were a run. But we got the win in L.A.
Hey, man, listen, it's an important
and
game.
And Houston.
And you just wanted
that defense is crazy
is nasty.
Good. Houston.
It is nasty. And they come to town. That's right before the Washington game. So, listen, again, your last chance for the ultimate away game experience. Two more games left to enter to win that experience. Fishtown Hops is where we are right now. Sugar House Casino with Jason Avant, Bob Cooney. I'm Devon Givens. Pre-game show taking you up to kickoff 815-610-632-0975. A lot of people, guys, want to jump in. We still haven't talked about Carson Wentz and Doug Peterson and the whole deal. Let's get on the phones right now. John and Gladwin has been hanging tough. Let's check with him on the Fanatic pregame show. What's going on, John?
Hey, how you doing, gentlemen?
John.
Good, man. How are you? Yeah, listen, I got a couple comments. Earlier today, I heard on one of the earlier shows that in the last three games, Washington gave up 5 yards a carry. I guess that's accurate. So if they open some nice holes and Adams is healthy, I'm looking for maybe a couple of big runs from him. The other thing is a guy commented earlier on an earlier show that the Eagles' problem is they can't make up their mind whether they're a passing team or a running team. That's misguided. You need to do both. The L.A. Rams run the ball. Without that run game, they'd be a completely different offense. The Patriots run the ball. You got to do both. You got to be able to do both.
Yeah, I agree with you, John. And you know what? You bring up a great point about the Eagles being able to run against the Redskins. Redskins have given up 130 or more yards in three of the last four games. They offenses are running the ball at a 4.8 yards per carry in the last four. 17 runs of 10 or more yards in the last four games. So, John, your point's great. You can run on this Redskins team. I agree with you. Establish
we'll
it tonight. Set up the
do.
Passing game.
We'll win the game if we do.
I don't find anything that you're saying to be wrong.
Yeah. All right, we'll see.
Appreciate it, John. That's what we've been looking for, as we've been talking a lot about the running game all night because of what we saw in the second half against the Giants with Josh Adams. Now Corey Clement back in the mix and even getting Darren Sproles back as whatever he gives you, but it's something. It's a weapon, and they have to account for him if he's on the field.
Right.
You hope that they continue to do that, establish things. And then he opens up the play action down the field, maybe some vertical stuff that we haven't been able to see much of, and some one-on-one matchups with Alshon Jeffrey on whatever defender is on him. So there's an opportunity for a lot of things to happen. And again, let's call it what it is. I'm not a big fan of Josh Norman. I think he's overrated, and I think you can attack him.
You can definitely attack Josh. I was with him in Carolina.
Tell him I said it.
And he's a great short area player, which is prime for zone coverage. But when you make him open up, that's where he has his deficiencies. But he drives the ball well if you don't open his hips. But he doesn't have the best hips. But he's good in the short area, getting his hands on you, those types of things. If he's in a cover two, like he would be one of the best cover two corners if people just play cover two like the Buccaneers did all the time when he was in Carolina. That's how he got that big contract, because
sure,
he's in cover two and cover four all the time.
And
when he has to play man the man versus speed, that's his deficiency there. And Nelson is a problem for him because he's so fast. But because he can't run, he can't keep up with guys down the field.
Well, hopefully they can exploit that.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully the Eagles will exploit it, because the type of coverage that you're talking about with Norman, besides Nelson Aguilar, that's exactly what they don't have any speedsters to open
exactly.
it up. So that lends to his strength, you know.
Exactly.
So hopefully they can try to exploit him somehow, whether it's with Nelson Aguilar or whatever. But
yep,
somehow you have to exploit weaknesses. And I don't think the Eagles have done a good job of doing that all year long offensively, is exploiting other team weaknesses.
Well, and that's the biggest thing is trying to get Quentin Dunbar, that's the other corner, try to get him in as many isolations as you can. Put your best receivers over there to him. Even though Josh Norman's overrated, if you allow him to look at the quarterback the whole time, he's going to eventually get
sure.
his hands on the ball.
Yeah.
And
I would rather go against Quentin Dunbar than Josh Norman any day.
He's a good corner. I just think he's
with that being said, he is overrated.
A tad bit overrated.
He is. But he can't cover. When you get paid a bunch of money, you better be able to cover man-to-man. Yeah. And he can't cover man-to-man that great. And he's not going to be able to keep up with the Odells and the Deshaun's and those guys that get paid top dollar. He just don't run as well. But short area, zone defense, you won't find a better corner doing those things, than Josh Norman. But this is a man-to-man league, and you get paid for man-to-man.
You talked about the speed of Nelson Agholor, and you saw that he was open a lot last week. What was it specifically that you like or maybe haven't even seen from him throughout the entire year that you saw from last week to make the statement that you did?
Well, I saw him. The thing about it is he was outside, and inside he's limited. Like, see, when you're inside, you're limited because the inside position for this team, when you're at the receiver, like the tight end is designed to get the ball, right? They play the exact same position. So this goes back to Tim McManus's point, right? So if you're going to target Ertz that much, you literally can target Agholor that much because they're the same position. They're interchangeable. Every route that Ertz has, Agholor has, because it's just swapping the formation or putting Agholor in that position. But when you're on when you're playing opposite of Ertz, you're always running underneath. You're always a complement to him. And his skill set is such that he needs the ball. And if you get it to him down the field, open field, good things will happen. So being outside gives him a little bit more freedom. I saw him streaking down the field 3 or 4 times where they could have thrown it deep to him. It's just giving him that opportunity to affect the game more. That's what I want out of Nelson is I want him to affect the game. Catching underneath routes all the time or screens and different things like that, he can't affect the game. So I want him to affect the game. And if that means him being on the outside, getting the goal ball to affect the game, that's good.
Well, listen, man, you need that vertical threat down the field. We haven't seen it enough. Yeah. Of course, Mike Wallace hurt all season long, so you didn't get it from him.
I don't know if he was going to catch it.
Whether he was going to catch it or not, that's what he was brought here for.
It's like Torrey Smith last year, like you talked about earlier, that threat.
I guess,
you know better than
it was just an opportunity to Willie drag Gaunt. The
Willie
defense.
Gaunt, Willie Gaunt.
Willie Gaunt. That's a good name. Number 83.
Chicago
that's a name
Bears.
From the past.
610-632-0975, but they need that. And if Nelson Agholor can do that, and that allows then Golden Tate to maybe have an opportunity.
Is he spiking the ball in warm-ups?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
You know, spin
I like
football.
That, how they get that spin on that. That takes some wrist action.
That was Santana Moss who coined that right there. That nice.
What was your best celebration?
I didn't celebrate much, you know, because you know what?
You gave it back to the ref.
I gave it back to
the ref. Barry Sanders.
That was it.
You just Barry Sanders.
It.
Yeah. You and Marvin Harris.
I respect
just
that.
Give it back.
Plus, first of all, I didn't get in the end zone enough.
You said that.
So
Devon was going to say that.
I wasn't going to say that.
I didn't get in the end zone enough to then, so it's okay.
Get out of here.
So listen.
Yeah, 610-632-0975. We talk about Sugar House Casino all the time and how great it is to be here. Of course, Fishtown House, where we have the pregame show. Ring in the new year at Philly's most epic party. The event center at Sugar House Casino will be transformed into a spectacular party with live music by the Rockets, a 3-hour premium open bar, appetizers, and much more. Get your tickets at SugarHouseCasino.com. Andrew and Wade, we see you on the other side. Wade, we're coming to you first because he wants to get into something that we do need to talk about, and that is the quarterback, Carson Wentz. I know what his take is going to be, so I'll let you guys hear from him on the other side. 610-632-0975. It's the Fanatic pregame show. Birds take on Washington. Big game at the Link tonight. Monday Night Football. We're talking about it here on the Fanatic.
The Fanatic pregame show, live from Sugar House Casino on 97.5 The Fanatic.
This is Trey Thomas here. This is my favorite time of the year with my family, and I mean my football brothers and sisters, all gathered together to tailgate. Dietz and Watson makes premium meats and cheese for every kind of family. It's perfect for tailgate parties or wherever your family is watching the game, and is made using recipes perfected over 4 generations. You might say that it's a Dietz and Watson's family thing. So when your fam gets together, give them the best there is. Go with Dietz and Watson Originals. These meats and cheeses are made from recipes created by the founder of Dietz and Watson, Gottlieb Dietz, and perfected over 4 generations. From Applewood smoked ham, maple honey ham, oven roasted turkey, and oven roasted chicken. All made with no antibiotics ever. Just meats and spices, only the good stuff for your crew. Tailgating at an Eagles home game? Post a photo on Facebook or Instagram and hashtag it tailgatefamily. The Dietz and Watson tailgate team just might stop by to give you free meat, cheese, and great gear. Go Birds, Beats and Watson. It's a family thing.
Hey, it's Jason Martinez for Window Nation. Time is running out on Window Nation's Deal of the Year. This week is the final week for buy two windows, get two free. Buy four, get four free. Buy six, get six free with no limit. Plus, get 0% financing for 5 full years. Save that well-earned money to splurge on your family, friends, or yourself this holiday season. Temperatures have fallen. You feeling that cold air coming into your home? It's only going to get colder over the next couple of months, and your energy bills are starting to rise. So now's the time to get those windows replaced. Window Nation has saved customers an estimated $40 million in energy over the years. This is the final week of the best offer of the year from Window Nation. This absolutely ends Sunday. Get two free windows for every two you buy. Buy four, get four free, no limit. Plus 0% interest for 5 years. Call today, 866-90-NATION, and save thousands on your windows and your energy bills. Use for holiday shopping this season. Save today, save tomorrow, save forever. Call 866-90-NATION today or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Hey, just ask your delivery guy. Or the guy who built your delivery guy's house. Or the guy who laid the highway for the guy who built your delivery guy's house. Ford Commercial Vehicles can handle the job. During commercial vehicle season, save on Transit, Transit Connect, E-Series, Super Duty, and Medium Duty trucks. Ford Trucks and Vans. Year after year, America's best-selling line of commercial vehicles because they're built Ford tough.
Claim based on IHS Market calendar year 1985 through 2017. U.S. TIP registrations excluding registrations to individuals. See your dealer for details.
With Citadel High Rate Certificates, you can sit back and relax. You see, it's simple. You're earning more on your investment. Enjoy an annual percentage yield of 2.6% when you open a 12-month certificate, or earn 3.05% on a 36-month certificate. Now, who doesn't love earning more? These high rates are available for a limited time, so don't miss out. Visit CitadelBanking.com/certificates, call, or visit any Citadel branch today. Citadel, banking with one focus, you. Minimum deposit to earn APY, $75,000. Rate subject to change.
Everyone knows that even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding, and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts. Even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS tax debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who could protect you from the IRS, ensuring that you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hey, this is Mark Farzetta. When we learn someone we know has a disease, what do? We rally around them. We show them how much we love and care about them. But when someone has an addiction, what happens? People get shamed, threatened, or maybe even turned over to law enforcement. Why? And just like any other disease, it can be treated. Recovery Centers of America treats addiction like the disease that it is by combining the level of dignity and respect found in high-class celebrity treatment centers with high-quality and evidence-based addiction treatment. Of course, it requires great courage to accept help with an addiction, but it's a very worthwhile step. If you or someone you love is addicted to drugs or alcohol, don't fight the disease of addiction alone. Get help from the experts at Recovery Centers of America. I recently toured the RCA at Devon, and it was incredible. Every person I met there was warm, welcoming, and comforting. The type of person that you want to take you through your road to recovery. Call them today at 1-800-RECOVERY. That's 1-800-RECOVERY. If you're not ready to speak to someone in person, visit them online at RecoveryCentersOfAmerica.com. Help is waiting at 1-800-RECOVERY. That's 1-800-RECOVERY.
Philadelphia's football station. 97.5, The Fanatic. Now, back to the Fanatic pregame show, live from Sugar House Casino and on 97.5, The Fanatic.
I don't know, guys. Getting close to 30 minutes away from kickoff. Jason Devine, Bob Cooney, Devon Givens pregame show live from Fishtown Hop Sugar House Casino. The pregame show is presented by Sugar House Casino. How about that? Check out the action at Philly.
Imagine that.
Imagine that. Hottest gaming floor and score big with over $500 in new member offers. Philly loves a winner. Come on down. Check us out at our Deets and Watson Mobile Broadcast Center. And the pregame show is also brought to you by your local Pierce Phelps Bryant dealers, who would do whatever it takes to keep you warm this upcoming winter. Visit nopaybryant.com to find a dealer near you. Now, one thing that needs to be warmed up tonight is that Eagles offense, right? You didn't have a lot of points last week, 25-22 win over the Giants. You need a little more. You need somewhere in that high range, that 30s. That's what you want, right? Has to be on the arm. Of course, we want to see the running game, but the arm of Carson Wentz is where it's at as well. We need him to have a big game. We keep talking about him being the franchise quarterback and helping get this team over the top, get them over the hump, and be productive in order for this team to win and hopefully make the postseason. And one guy in particular on hold, Wade, I know where he's going, so I want to let you guys talk to him. Wade and Chester joining us on the Fanatic pregame show live from Fishtown Hops on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's going on, Wade? Yo, man. See?
Come on, Wade. What's see how, up, my
see
man?
See how I set him up?
Come on, man.
See how I set him up?
Oh, Wade.
Now he's got to wait. Man.
Wade's got a little something going on in the background. I hear a little too much giggling.
Ingy, Wade. Just
I don't know where your mind's going, but whatever. I hear you.
All right, well, and now he's not even there. See how we set him up properly? Well, let's go to you, Jason and Bob, about Carson Wentz. Again, last week, not big numbers. Last week, 236 yards in the score for Carson Wentz in the win last week. Didn't have to do much because the running game was so well. We talked about the big play on fourth down to Nelson Aguilar and allowed them to secure that win. Carson Wentz tonight against this defense, as you talked about with Josh Norman and others out there, that you can attack them and you can have some success with Alshon Jeffrey, Nelson Aguilar, the tight ends, of course, and Golden Tate. Carson Wentz has to – we want that Carson Wentz game, basically, don't we?
We want Carson to come out and to be efficient, right? So if we're saying we're going to run the ball and we think that we're going to go out and try to establish the run game. So what you need at the quarterback when the running game is going is just efficiency. You want him to put the ball in the right spots. You don't want him to put it in harm's way. But at the same time, you want him to be able to make some plays down the field. When will we see some big plays down the field consistently? Once or twice a game where we're getting some chunk plays that are 30, 40 yards down the field. That's what we want to see. I think that they made the right move by putting Nelson outside. Maybe we can see him get some of those chunk plays. And the other thing, too, the Eagles has been averaging 20 points a game. That's all year long. So 25 last week was in a step in the right direction. When we see that 28, that 30-point game, we haven't seen it that much this year. So with that being said, we need Carson to come out and get us over the hump, get into that 28-point mark, because that's where you win football games. You start getting in that 28-point range, then you're going to win a lot of football games.
They need to start fast, too.
That's huge. Go ahead, Bob. We haven't.
I swear, that to me, I've been saying it all year. I'm a broken record. I know it.
Yeah, you're.
Carson Wentz's first game back, Indianapolis Colts. Mm-hmm. No huddle offense. Boom, boom, boom. Down the field, it winds up with like an 18-yard touchdown pass to Dallas Goedert. It was the best series I've seen this offense, pretty much the best series I've seen this offense have all year. I want that quick start. I want this team to play downhill from the very beginning. I would love to see that again. The problem is, and Jay, you pointed this out, Golden Tate being newly acclimated to this offense, can you run the hurry up with him in there? I would assume now, after
right now,
4 or 5 weeks,
to.
You should be able to. Yeah. So I would love to see the offense get on the field and just go boom and get down the field and score.
A lot of it is the quarterback. Of course, a lot of it is the running game, and hopefully get some things going. It's those first 15 plays.
That's the thing, right? It's the first 15 plays, right? So, Devon, you have to be willing to adjust the first 15. This is what Coach Reed was good at times, was that, okay, the first 15 plays isn't going well, let's scrap it and come back to it later. You can't just stick to it and say, you know, this is the Bible at this point, because the game may dictate something different. If the running game is heavy and you have 8 out of the 15 passes, hey, man, let's go to 10.
Sure.
You know, because that's what the game dictates. So you can't get so reliant on that first 15, even though you've seen the film and you're trying to stick to what you've seen on the film, but the game may be a little bit different. And if the game is it looks like the film, then keep going with it. But if the defenses are making adjustments, man, scrap that first 15, give the ball to Josh Adams and play action.
I've seen teams all year long do those two things, run the ball and play action and be successful. That's what football is about. You run it so you can be able to have play action so you get behind people. That's all football is.
And hopefully Nelson Aguilar can get down the field and catch those balls down that are given to him. 610-632-0975. Andrew in Phoenixville is next on the Fanatic Pregame Show. Andrew.
Good evening. How are you, gentlemen?
Good. What's
good,
up, buddy?
Andrew.
Good. I'm very excited for this game. I hope they come out strong in the first half like they have not done in the last couple weeks. They really need to get the offense going, like you guys have said. I will say this. Obviously, there's a wild card implications with this, with Carolina losing this past weekend. Is that correct?
Yes, they lost. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They
Carolina lost losing, Minnesota, the Vikings losing, the Chicago lost. Losing. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody lost.
So, wild card is definitely in play
for the books.
Yeah, so with that said, I will definitely say that I think the Cowboys, and I'm not a Cowboys fan by any means, but I think they're nervous because if we win tonight, then we go in and beat them next week, then we're in first place again, and we're not worried about the wild card. But I guess my question is this. I'm not a Cowboys fan at all, but my coworker is. He's like, you know, I don't know who I want to win, either the Redskins or the Eagles. Who, you know, if you were to play devil's advocate with the Cowboys, who would you want us? Who would you want to win? Because obviously, if we go into Cowboys Stadium winning tonight, we have the momentum, and they have been off what 10 days. And you know, some teams don't do well having a long stretch of time off.
I'll tell you what, I'd rather be the Cowboys right now than either the Redskins or the Eagles, no matter what happens tonight. That was a hell of a performance they put on Thursday night against a really, really good offensive team in the Saints. Dallas's defense is really good. They're young, they're fast, and they're good. So if I'm Dallas, I'm not nervous about anything. I'm feeling pretty good right now.
Yeah, they show that they literally don't have a weakness on defense, right? Maybe their second corner, but other than that,
linebackers are good, well, young, and fast.
The D-line is – Lawrence is playing great.
Yeah.
So going into the game, if I'm the Cowboys, I'm not even – you know, I don't care who wins this game because they're coming to our house, right? So that's how you look at that. But if you're the Eagles, you're just focusing on the Redskins, right? The Redskins have good players on their team. They're National Football League. They're in your division. And they have guys that are capable of beating you. So you have to respect them. Come out and execute your game plan and get that W.
Get that W is important, of course. They need that W to keep things going. Dean in Mount Airy is next on the Fanatic Pregame Show.
What's going on, Devine and Bobbin?
Dean, what's up, buddy?
What's up, Dean?
Hey, man, we need this game. Yeah. And we don't need no slacking. And, you know, they've been doing things like trying to fit those make in the game.
Too
much. I will put Nelson in the slot at times. And put him out there and work different things to see what you can get from the defense, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah. See what you can get. Say that again. I didn't hear what you said.
See what kind of looks you get out of the Redskins defense.
Yeah. Once you have,
put them in different spots there. That's always
put them in different spots and attack. And we need this game desperately, so we got to come out with some energy. I think we can win this game, though.
I think we're gonna win the game.
I think we're gonna bounce this. Matter of fact. The next 2 weeks, I want these are important games, man. Next week is a revenge game, but we got to clean up.
Next week
game.
Means nothing though if you don't win tonight. So
that's
like,
right.
It's funny.
Exactly.
I'm not too going. Dean, you're like the fifth caller that has said that. You talk about the 2 weeks.
Looking forward to
next
the Cowboys.
Next week means nothing unless you win tonight. So
they have dangerous.
I'm staying with the Redskins. We got to play against Colt McCoy. Put pressure on him. I know Jim doesn't like to put pressure on my mind, but you got to do what you got to do to win. You can't lose 2 weeks in a row in your home.
Yeah. Right. No, absolutely not, man. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, the thing about it is that, so now I'm going to give you, like, everyone is just dismissing the Redskins just because Alex Smith is not playing. Listen, they have two of the best tight ends in football. Now, we don't have a full secondary. It's hard enough to stick Vernon Davis with a cornerback. We don't have an adequate cornerback in order to stick him. And he's in a legit 4-3. I was at worked out with him going into the combine.
He's like 62 years old now, though, isn't he?
I know, but he ran a 4-3 then. That means he ran a 4-4 7, which is right, faster than everybody we got in the secondary. So they have guys that are capable of beating us. So we have to come out and be focused in this game. And it's not going to be easy. I don't know if people think this game is going to be easy or not. It's not going to be easy. And this is a division rival. Both coordinators know each other. And it's not going to be an easy game.
Not an easy game at all, man. And that's why we're talking about it. We're all excited about it. Of course, the Eagles hosting Washington tonight for the Monday Night Football to wrap up the week. And, of course, huge, huge implications in the NFC East. Final segment on the other side. This is the Fanatic Pregame Show with Jason Avant, Bob Cooney. I'm Devon Givens. Andrew Sauchunas has the watch party here at Fishtown.
He's got a Vince McHale jersey
right here
on tonight.
Fishtown Hop Sugar House Casino right here on the Fanatic.
It's the Fanatic Pregame Show live from Sugar House Casino on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Holiday tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
About a quarter of all shoppers wait until the last minute to purchase gifts. Stay calm. I'm here to help you cross everyone off your list and keep you under budget.
Satisfy Auntie Alice's sweet tooth with a pairing of port and bourbon pecan pie. And just maybe, you won't get another ugly sweater this year.
Need a $10 rocking gift for your office's gift exchange? I've got you covered.
As you check off that gift list this holiday season, we'd love to share our always low prices and ridiculous selection at Total Wine & More. Cheers. Holiday tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
Wine is made in virtually every country in the world, and I'm ready to give you a tour to find the right one.
Whether it's a dry or sweet Riesling, try it with the cranberry sauce for a perfect pairing.
No time to shop? Good thing I know where to find the perfect bottle in a pinch.
As you check off that gift list this holiday season, we'd love to share our always low prices and ridiculous selection at Total Wine & More. Cheers.
All offers on select models with approved credit. 2018 Cadillac XDS, 2018 Buick LaCrosse, Prius Rebel, 2019 Encore Terrain, 27-month leases, 1595 lease annual, 1500 GM competitive lease rebate if qualified. Event ends 12/2014. Call 1-800-KERBECK for full details.
It's Frank Kerbeck's year-end closeout on 375 Cadillacs, Buicks, and GMCs. Frank Kerbeck says, sell them all. 30, 40, up to 50% off. 2018 Cadillac XDS was over 50,009, now just 25.4. That's 50% off. $199 down delivers. 18 Cadillac XT5 was $54.4, now $32.6. Plus, for your holiday shopping, a $500 American Express gift card is included with purchase. 2018 Buick LaCrosse was over $44,000, now just $22,000. That's 50% off. 0% financing for 72 months. Lease new Buick Encores from $159 per month. GMC Terrains from $179 per month. Year-end savings now at FC Kerbeck.
Come join us.
Hey, it's Jason Martinez for Nick's Roast Beef on Cottman Avenue and now at 4501 Woodhaven Road. Both serving classic Philadelphia favorites like roast beef and roast pork sandwiches, buffalo chips, and more. There's always something fun happening at both locations. Watch the Birds-Dallas game on December 9th at Nick's Roast Beef on Cottman Avenue, featuring 22-ounce Miller Lite drafts and Eagles alumni cheerleaders. At either location, catch the Sixers games, featuring $3.50 Corona Light drafts, and celebrate New Year's Eve with no cover, live entertainment, party favors, and more. Nick's Roast Beef, Cottman Avenue, and now on 4501 Woodhaven Road.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because at Lowe's, pros can get the latest power tools from trusted brands. Right now, you can buy the new Bosch Core 18-volt two-tool combo kit for $229 and get one of three select cordless Behr tools free, worth up to $199. Plus, you can save time by ordering online and picking up in-store. Stop by the Pro Desk or visit lowesforpros.com for details. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 1/30/2019. While supplies last, U.S. only.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're going to let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Target is here to help you discover all the ways to get your holidays holla done. Like order pickup. Just order ahead and have it waiting for you at the store. Try Drive Up in the Target app, and we'll bring it right out to your car as soon as you arrive. And now, we'll bring the holidays home to you with same-day delivery shopped by Shipt. Whether it's a TV, hot cocoa mix, or ornaments for the tree, Target makes it easy to get what you need when you need it. Target run and done. Learn more at target.com/ways to shop. Restrictions may apply.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, you wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results made Dan's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Marzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez middays. Missinelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic. Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. Now, back to the Fanatic pregame show, live from Sugar House Casino and on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's almost about that time. Eagles, Washington, Monday Night Football. Jason Devine, Bob Cooney, Devon Gibbons. We are live in Fishtown Hops, Sugar House Casino. And listen, country music star. Right, Randy Houser, he's bringing his hits to the event center, Sugar House Casino, on Saturday, January 26th. Buy your tickets at sugarhousecasino.com.
What day was that? Saturday
today,
what?
January 26th.
It's my birthday.
Oh, look
right?
at that.
Oh, yeah.
Turn 35.
Cool. I'm going to
come see Randy
again.
Houser
turn
here.
Turn 35 again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come see Randy Houser, man, Sugar House Casino. Why not?
I'm in.
Why not?
There you go. I'm good.
We know
or
some
he
people.
Can come see us.
Yeah, whatever. It's all good. Are they still going to be playing? Okay. Hopefully they
I
are.
Hope so.
Yeah.
It'll be
can
a
do
playoff game.
It should be a playoff game.
It'll be an NFC championship game.
Yeah, man. Pre-game show right now. Jason Devine, Bob Cooney, Devon Givens, Eagles, Washington. Kickoff in about 13 minutes at the link. And guys, it's getting closer. We talked about a lot of things that need to happen. And you got this reports about Josina Anderson coming out with guys being frustrated. Zach Ertz is open. You throw him the football. He's getting first downs. You do it. You mix in some other guys as well. Get the running game going. Defense had a great second half last week against the Giants. We hope we see more of that this week, man. This is just a lot of stuff that goes into this game tonight, and it's just simply important.
It is important. You know, with that report with Josina Anderson, it's kind of funny you say that, but quarterbacks build – who they're going to throw to in their mind, like previous, like history. So historically, if you're going to get open 90% of the time, they're logging that in their mind over the games that you've played and also in practice. They're logging that.
Yeah.
Every time you get open, if you get open and he misses you, he said, you know what, Aguilar was open on this play in practice and he was open all week. Every time I see him, he's open. So he's going to take that into account when he's about to let the ball go in your direction, right? Those are things that he's logging in his brain. So what that's saying to me is that Zach Ertz is always open. That's why he's getting the ball.
Yeah.
And you're not showing in practice or in the games that you're consistently getting open. So, therefore, he's eliminating you from the equation. So, you should take it personal that he's not looking for you because you're not putting the work in to get open all the time.
Bob, as a reporter, who is it coming from? You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, I listened to it and I thought, all right, my first thought is always, is it an agent trying to, you know, boost up somebody, But then the way she was wording it was that, you know, we came out of training camp and we worked our asses off and we did this. So that lends me to believe it's a player. It's obviously an offensive player, I would think. So your key people are, is it Nelson Aguilar? Is it Jason? Is it Nelson Aguilar? Or is it another wide receiver somewhere? Is it Alshon Jeffrey?
Sure.
We saw a lot of complaining in the Saints game. We did. I saw guys throwing helmets. I saw guys.
Alshon Jeffrey.
I saw Alshon.
I did.
Very frustrated, especially with that pick that to Golden Tate, because he was one on one with the backup corner and didn't get the ball down the field. So it could be valid. You don't know, Bob. It could be. Hopefully it's not. But hopefully it's not a stunt to divide the team at this point.
Exactly. You hate to hear it. And like Devon, you said, as a reporter, I've gone into locker rooms and have guys said that, and I. More times than not, that like really, do you know? Are you sure you want to say this? Just in talking to me, 8 times out of 10, it was, you know what? No, I'm sorry, I'm just frustrated. Yeah. I just had to get that
right.
Like the reporter wants you to be like, okay, here we go. The person in you is like,
and sometimes you're like, you know what? You want to put this in the pocket and just leave it there.
Yeah,
right.
So she obviously has somebody that she trusts, and somebody trusts her. Somebody wanted it out there. Not a good thing. I mean, Jay, you know, being in a locker room and stuff, you hear that, it makes you cringe a little bit. Yeah. You say, oh, yeah, but it's football. You get between the lines, you don't think
hear
about
it, right?
But
you definitely hear it.
But
you want to keep that stuff within the locker room. When it started getting leaked, then that's how teams are divided, right? Because you got a guy that's a snitch in the locker room, right? And you don't want that. You don't want coaches blaming players in the media, Chip Kelly. You don't want like that type of stuff. You don't want anonymous reports coming out about gang ties and stuff. You don't want that stuff out there.
Yeah. Right? I always equated it. You know how on a windshield you'll get like a little crack, and then all of a sudden it starts to spider. That's exactly how.
Right.
Like this is what it is. When you get that little, somebody said or whatever, a source said that they're looking at Zach Ertz, then it starts to just grow and it starts to spider out, and it's not a good.
And guess what? You still have a chance.
You still have a chance. Everyone has a problem when you're losing, though. If you're losing, everyone's mad. Yeah. So you start winning, people can accept their role a little bit more.
Well, Rob in Norristown has a chance to close down the show on the phones. Rob, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic pregame show.
How you doing, fellas?
What's up, Rob?
So today, I don't even think it's going to be a challenge, honestly. I think Carson Wentz, after the past couple of games, he is kind of pissed off and he's going to come out swinging. I think it's going to be closer to 27-13. I just think that Josh Adams smells blood. This defense smells blood, and they know what's in front of them. And if they win this one, then they go back and get Dallas. So I think it's not even going to be close. I think that this team is finally starting to look like last year, just mainly because they know what's in front of them.
Wow. I hope so. There's been nothing to believe that this team is anything close to what they were last year. I have nothing to put my hands around and say, yeah, you know what? They're getting close to last year.
Hey, I believe the Eagles are going to win, but if we get another caller saying it's going to be like easy and it's like walking through the tulips, like, come on, guys, because you guys are like, I don't believe in jinxing and all that stuff, but man.
I've never walked through tulips. What's right, that like? Right,
man. Easy.
They didn't have tulips in Chicago when you were up there.
We just had weeds and rats. Growing up in Chicago, my first wildlife experience was rats and possums. The only wildlife I had growing up.
There you go. You got to learn sometime.
No
huh?
deer, none of that.
Fanatic pregame show.
Come to Jersey for that.
Game day weather report is brought to us by AmericanStandardAir.com. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com today to find a dealer near you, and that is 50 right now. 9 o'clock hour should be in the 48 range, 47, 45, and that will be right around kickoff, and hopefully the Birds win. So let's start with the predictions. Jason Avant.
Oh, man. I'm going to say 30-23 Eagles.
All right. Bob.
Yeah, I said it on the morning show today. It wasn't a popular pick, but I'm going to go Eagles 20. Redskins 20, overtime tie. Because I've been so bad picking games this year, that's what I'm going to go with. 20-20 tie.
I'm going to go with some points as well. I'm going to go with 31-20. Eagles win tonight, 31-20. At home, they get some offense going. They get some offense going. The running game showed something last week. They continue it. Opens things up with the play action and allows that to happen. And also allows the defense to just bend their ears back and do what they need to do and get to Colt McCoy and make it difficult for them. A lot of people to thank. Of course, back at the studio, Tyler Zuli. He and Pat Egan are coming up with the in-game show right on
here
on the Fanatic. Joe C. and Kathleen engineering the program here live from Fishtown Hops. Jimmy on the ground crew, thanks so much, man, helping out with the ticket giveaway and all the great people that came out and joined us here. Tim McManus on the phones. And, of course, Dennis How do you say his last name?
I'm going to go with Scannapico. Yeah.
He's down at the game.
He picked up a date on the way. He's good to go.
Let's hope so. Yeah. He was running solo for a while. It looked like he might have been running solo.
Solo's not a bad thing.
Not a bad thing, but you want to enjoy that with some people every now and then.
But again,
Pat Egan, Tyler Zuli in studio for the in-game live coverage right here at Fishtown Hop Sugar House Casino. The one and only Andrew Souchunas for the watch party. So come on down here. Still room for you to hang out and watch the game with Andrew. And, of course, on the 10-foot big screen, multiple screens, and plenty of giveaways during the first half of the Eagles' victory over the Washington team.
Tie.
We all said it. Well, you said the tie. Well, so again, thanks to everybody here at Fishtown. Hops, always great hanging out with the people here. Thank you so much. We'll be back next week, 10 a.m., the 1 o'clock. It's an afternoon game, 4:25 game.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, we'll be here 1.
Yeah, yeah. So 1 o'clock. Yeah. So we'll be talking about a 6-6 Eagles team. Bob, you on tomorrow.
Yes, we are.
Jay, we'll catch you next week. I'll be back tomorrow, 7 o'clock tomorrow night, right here on the Fanatic. Enjoy the game, everybody.